brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to defend the Republic against the eugenics-driven world government openly taking over the entire planet right now. Okay, I've had even more time to read the final version of the bill that Obama signed, but it's not the final version. That's now law. But now that people are distracted and think that the deal is done, one bill is done, they're having a reconciliation bill in the Senate for all the pork barrel and goodies and national ID card information they want to add into it. There is a national ID card provision in the current bill. But now they can basically add amnesty to it, just anything else they want, and the public is not focused in on what's happening in the Senate. So this is a separate bill now. He's saying he'll just sign that, but he's already got this, and it's bad enough. So we're going to be walking through all of that today. I also want to look at the economy and what this health care bill is going to do to it. 72% of Democrats, 84% of Republicans, and 80% of independents think the economy could collapse. That's national news out of the Associated Press. And I want to go over the states going into bankruptcy or others on the verge of bankruptcy. The Federal Reserve has also announced a big power grab, and the bill has moved to the Senate to give them even more control of the private banks over our country. They've got other legislation moving through where they can just arrest U.S. citizens and torture you for no reason. It actually says the military will grab you and torture you, quote, interrogate you, enhanced interrogation. They've got the Cybersecurity Act racing through the Senate to literally shut down the web the president wants. That's even Reuters. That's not Alex Jones saying that. I mean, it really does that. It's happening. They're taking over on every front. They played possum for a few months on the health care bill to get everybody to kind of dissipate their fury. So we thought that we were winning. Same thing with the global carbon tax legislation. That's passed the House, it's in the Senate. Now they're going to try to race that through. Blanket, total amnesty, all illegal aliens legalized, and U.S. citizens will have to have a worker ID card to work. And the illegals are just legalized and given it if they want it. If not, they're selectively left alone. I did a lot of research last night, a lot of research this morning, a lot of research before I went live, and I'm overwhelmed. I mean, I cannot explain to you just how dire our straits are. This radio broadcast is not hyperbole. It's not exaggeration. It's not fear-mongering. I cannot even put it in words. I've studied history. I've studied the Constitution. I've studied who the elite are and what their plan is. And I cannot articulate to you just how wicked and ruthless and sadistic the controllers are. I mean, if it was just a bunch of idiots in government, they would screw everything up and drive us into bankruptcy. But these are not idiots. They know exactly what they're doing, and they have scientifically studied how to dumb people down. They know how human beings tick, how we operate, and they've got this giant scientific, military, industrial, banking, pharmacological mind control complex that is just waging war on humanity. And the general public, obsessed with baubles and trinkets and Hannah Montana and all of this, has no idea. I mean, if you focus on this 24/7, it's hard to even fully grasp it and understand it. The depth of the wickedness, the depth of the evil, the depth of the corruption and envy and control. And I mean, I am fully focused on this and can barely grasp it. And I just can't imagine the general public. It has no idea what we're already, it's already happening to us and what we're in store for. I'm going to just hit some of the headlines and we're going to go to your calls. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's three promises from OVLG on how you can become debt-free. Promise number one, OVLG will stop creditor and collection agency abuse. Promise number two, OVLG will refund fees collected if we fail to deliver savings. Promise number three, OVLG will not shoehorn you into a cookie-cutter debt-free plan. Who is OVLG? OVLG is Oakview Law Group, a law firm that can lower your monthly payments, reduce interest rates, eliminate collection calls, waive late fees, help you avoid bankruptcy, and become debt-free. Call OVLG today. 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group will enforce provisions of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and bankruptcy laws at a reasonable and fair cost. And remember, if we fail to deliver the savings, we will refund the fees we have collected. Promises you can depend on are yours at OVLG.com. That's OVLG.com or call toll-free 800-871-OVLG. 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group, a BBVA rated business where clients come first.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I am in a sea of off-the-chart incredible news. Democrats' offices across the U.S. attacked. They're having their windows knocked out, you name it. And this is only going to intensify. See, what happened is the social engineers have studied other societies. Our criminal government has funded over 100 nations' overthrow by the CIA with dictators or plutocracies that they put into place. They know that you're going to resist this, because they're just getting started squeezing you and driving you into revolt. And now they've set up the Homeland Security surveillance grid. They've militarized the police. Police all over the country are announcing cable repair people, taxi drivers, truck drivers, children, all being recruited to spy on everything you're doing. Open reports in thousands of schools we know of where the children, as part of their assignment, write reports on their parents openly. They are busing children nationwide to have abortions without their parents knowing. That's in the news today. They are poisoning the water supply. It's ladies and gentlemen, 99% of the time, governments go bad and mass murdering killers get into control. The worst people always get into control of a country because they have the will, they're willing to work with other criminals, and they have a desire and an appetite for destruction. And It's like if you went into the doctor and they said, you have the worst inoperable cancer there is. You have a giant brain tumor in your brain stem. There is nothing we can do. You'll be dead in a month. There is nothing they can do about that type of tumor. And that's basically what America has. We have to completely take the federal government over via the states. And if that won't work, I have never been for this, but I will tell you now, we don't have a country. We don't have a government. We have a lawless, illegitimate, 100% criminal group. Absolutely by any measurement. And I guess all we can do is go for full secession. It's just they have premeditatedly prepared for war with the people. They know full well the only response we've got, and they want to drive it into violence. Now, people are waking up and getting concerned, but they don't care if the polls now show over 80%. A month ago, it was 70-plus. Over 80% know the health care bill is illegal. Most of the Democrats don't even want it. Most Americans believe the country is going to collapse. It is collapsing. This is happening so fast. It's one thing to know all this was being set up and coming, but it's another thing to be here and to know the next step in all of this, where we're going. It's just, we have to repent as a country, ladies and gentlemen. We have to get our priorities straight. There should be no more ball games. None of you should be going to ball games, even your children's ball games. This is so serious. Everything has to be dropped. Everything has to stop. People need to have national strikes. People need to be flooding the churches, repenting. But the churches are devil-run in most cases. It's like living in 1938 Germany, and I'm sitting here on the radio, and Hitler is openly announcing he's getting ready to shut down the radio. They're announcing they can completely shut down the web, that they may do it. They're openly announcing that they're going to arrest U.S. citizens with no charges and torture you. They have legislation to do it. They're already doing it. They are brainwashing the police against the public. They're brainwashing the military. The police and military are waking up in many cases. They're robbing nations all over the world. This exact same program has been launched everywhere. I've got mainline reports of TSA workers putting women in England and the U.S. and saying, look at their bleeping breast. Oh, I love them. And recording it and printing it off. And then they don't even get in trouble. And and the government is hiring all of these stupid criminals to work for them. Just morons on power trips. The Houston police are announcing they're going to run warrantless checkpoints everywhere. All right, I've got to settle down. It's really even hitting me harder than it's ever hit. Just how much trouble this society is in. I mean, you know what happened in China. You know what happened in Russia. You know what happened in Germany. You know what's happened in hundreds of different nations in the last 80 years, and it's happening here, and they've done it scientifically. They have figured out every step of what they're doing. It's all compartmentalized. If I could just let the police and military know what I know, if you just knew what I knew, if you knew that I'm 100% right, that I've dotted every I, crossed every T, I know what I'm talking about. But just look around you. This is tyranny. This is evil. And it's been going on for a long time before Obama. He's just a front man. He's birdcage liner. They put him in. The New World Order puts out its unpopular illegal agenda. And then in 4 years, they pull out that piece of birdcage newspaper covered with garbage. And they stick a new one in. And everybody blames the birdcage liner instead of the bird. The New World Order bird that's sitting up there on its perch, gobbling up humanity's substance, eating out our substance, and then crapping all over us. I'm focusing on the bird, not on the birdcage liner, George Bush, Sarah Palin, John McCain, Barack Obama. It's so elementary. And I mean, I have stacks of news where the country and the world is going bankrupt by design. And we have the IMF World Bank documents. We know who the criminals are. We know who the social engineers are. We know who's doing this. Look at this. 72% of Democrats, 84% of Republicans, 80% of independents think the economy could collapse. Here's another one, Bloomberg. Sales of U.S. homes drop in February to lowest on record because the so-called bailout wasn't designed for the houses. It was designed to get the banks flush with cash to consolidate the economy during the implosion. Here's another one. States sue over overhaul that will bust state budgets. It's designed to. That's another Bloomberg. Massive job cuts projected for New York City. 19,000 will be laid off. 3,100 less cops, 1,000 less firefighters. See, they're going to cut all of the services, but then raise all the taxes. New York's passed, what, 81 new taxes? New York State? The city's passing a bunch of taxes? Everything goes to the bankers. You understand? This is like living in Mexico, folks, or a third world country. It's been done to everybody else. They're doing it here. You understand? 4-day school weeks might be coming in Illinois. State is bankrupt. This is out of CBS News. They've already got a lot of government employees in California working 4 days a week and working the fifth day for free. It's called slavery. And it's going to happen to everybody. Greece to default at some point, UBS Donovan says, Bloomberg. Mainstream news says we're getting ready to default or lose our AAA rating. Portugal's debt rating lowered by Fitch on finances, Bloomberg. Portugal's going under. And I'd read the bill, and I'd heard analysts on CNN and Fox actually admit this over the weekend, but it turns out that the health bill will not cover people. It still allows insurance companies to kick pre-existing folks off. You're not going to get anything for free. All you're going to get is a big fat tax increase. Here it is, AP. Gap in health care laws, protection for children. Hours after President Barack Obama signed historic health care legislation, a potential problem emerged. Oh, it's potential. Administration officials are now scrambling to fix a gap, oh yeah, in highly touted benefits for children. Obama made better coverage for children a centerpiece of his health care remake, but it turns out the letter of the law provided less than complete guarantee that kids with health problems would not be shut out of coverage. Under the new law, insurance companies still would be able to refuse new coverage to children because of a pre-existing medical condition. Folks, the way I read it, it's the whole thing's a blank check. Power to the insurance companies and the government. Insurance companies wrote this. So it makes you buy the care, and then they don't give it to you. And we've got the actual subsection of the bill. I talked to my aunt last night. She said she's a sharp knife in the drawer. She's a smart cookie. She said, why haven't you talked about the national ID card provision more? And she says it's in there. And so we did pull it up this morning. It did pass into law. Now, again, you already have a national ID card through your driver's license. But this is an expansion of the ID card, a separate medical card ID, where you have to have this tied to your taxes and where the IRS is involved in every facet of your life. And I've been trying to read these subsections. It's even worse than I told you the last 3 days. I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse. These people are so evil. You know how upset I am to know I'm going into total bondage in my family? And that you're going into it? It's upsetting to me to be a slave. It's upsetting to see other people go into slavery and not even know what's happening. This is a big deal. All that matters is your freedom, your autonomy, your liberty, your right to control your own destiny. We're going into high-tech bondage right now. Bondage. And they're all laughing when they sign the bill, and Biden says this is a big effing deal on TV. I mean, it's just, God help me. You know, if you're tuning in, you're saying, why is this guy so upset? There's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with me, okay? In fact, there is something wrong with me. I should be more upset. But by degrees, they've trained us to be slaves, and now we're going into full bondage. And then they got two new Supreme Court nominees they're getting ready. One of them, Sunstein. The other guy, both of them openly say there should be no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no free speech. I mean, it's they actually say that. I mean, it's happening. It's And they're going to come for the guns, and a war is going to start, and they want that. You cops and military, though, woo, man, whew, that's part of their plan, too.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now?
I've done my best.
You got someone to blame.
I've tried as hard as I can.
You said,
try to get people to research history and see what our species has gone through.
When
I tell you, you've got to make fighting tyranny your number one priority, and you've got to decide what side you're on and fully commit to this republic, I mean it. I mean, I've got chills right now. And it's hard for me to intellectually just calm down because at an instinctive level, my body has got me in war mode. Just like if I had ancestors 10,000 years ago that saw enemy scouts come up over the hill of the village, and then I run up to the hilltop and see an army coming to take my family into bondage, you better believe I'd get chills. And I'd get my axe or my club, and I'd rally the men to fight or to at least try to flee. But this is a high-tech system. It's all packaged and slicked up by the media, and Harvard lawyers sit up there in their $3,000, $4,000 suits and read off teleprompters, spew their lies. I remember reading in the late 90s Rand Corporation and Pentagon documents how they planned to turn America into a total police state. So I started warning people, and I explained this would take time and they'd need to stage terror attacks to get it done, because the white papers put out by Brzezinski and Cheney and others that we've sourced here thousands of times, PNAC, September 20th, 2000, and others, that they'd need to stage terror attacks to get you to accept the police state, never knowing it was for you. And then once they push you into resisting in any way, you're going to be called a terrorist and drug off to a torture camp. And now they've got the legislation introduced to do that. On paper, saying citizens will be handed over to the Pentagon for interrogation for any reason for intelligence or any reason deemed by the president. I mean, this is illegal evil. These people are crooks. They are, and they've committed thousands and thousands of crimes, and they're going for broke. They're not going to stop. They're committed. It's like a bank robber who's already robbed 20 banks. Why not rob 100 more? It's like some serial killer that's already killed 4 or 5 people. Why not kill 20 more? It's like Hitler. Once he'd already invaded Poland and Czechoslovakia, why not go into France? You got it. They're committed. They've released. They've dropped the bomb. And they're going to drop a lot more. And all the police out there, you better research history right now. You better, even if you don't believe in God, you better go close, you know, the bedroom door and get on your knees and ask God to open up your eyes and take those blinders off your stinking eyeballs. To open up the windows into your soul to get some sunshine in there. Because let me tell you something, for anybody who's got a nickel worth of discernment, anybody that's got a nickel worth of common sense, you know we're staring down the barrel of pure evil. No, these aren't fake Glenn Beck tears right now. I got tears coming out my eyes right now because my soul is in anguish, because I love this country. And I love humanity. And to watch this prison being built around us, knowing it's for all these innocent people, and knowing this system loves to hurt children, if they'll kill a million Iraqis to sell some weapons and to get some oil, do you think if they don't care about a million plus Iraqis, you think they care 1 cent about your butt or my sorry butt? They're in power because they're ruthless, and we need to grow up and get serious. Nothing can stop us if the men of this country and the women of this country will stop caring about entertainment and movies and stupid ball games and will really get serious and do more than just go to tea parties. You're going to have to get aggressive and do 1,000 different things. We're going to have to stop complying with everything. We're going to have to go out to police checkpoints when they do them and rebuke them. We're going to have to take our cities back over. The feds and the internationalists run them. I mean, I've got this article here. And by the way, I did some searches this morning and confirmed it separately in police press releases. Houston police began training officers to staff checkpoints, effectively turning city into a giant internment camp. That's a quote from the police sergeant. Turning it into a de facto internment camp, the officer that sent us this. Folks, you want to know where the internment camps are? You seen the sports stadiums in your town? Homeland Security's had drills admitting that's where you're going to go. They can turn them into a camp in hours. They got mobile trucks. Be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Way up to Alaska. Way up north. Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
North to Alaska.
I want to go over other draconian provisions in the bill we haven't covered in the last few days. I want to talk about what's happening in the Senate, how that's a totally new bill. What Obama signed yesterday is law. But now there's all this pork barrel and other draconian provisions that they're going to add on in the Senate as a new bill and try to send it back to the House and have something even worse now that people think the fight's over. A psychological warfare tactic. A whole new bill, even worse. That's what's really happening here. And then I've got this story here. It's in the Seattle Times. It's also on KOMO TV. Mother furious after in-school clinic sets up teen's abortion. And they just take you from the clinic at the school and give you an abortion and say, don't tell your mommy. I mean, this is going on. And I heard callers on News Radio 590 this morning as I was driving into work going, how dare them? They need to arrest those people in Seattle. And the talk show host said, well, you didn't know that they have taxpayer paid for abortions, do the same thing in our schools in Austin? And the guy was like, no way, no way. Yes. Have you looked at your town? I mean, do all you supposed pro-life people have any idea what's really going on and that, yes, abortions are funded in this? And I guess you're still going to pay your income tax now, right? I guess, I mean, morally, am I going to do it? I mean, this is now a time for all of us to make a very serious decision. And then separately, U.S. government looking at regulating all food sold in schools, deciding what your children can eat. Next, it'll be what mommy can bring in a lunchbox. Here's another one. Unhappy meals. Bill to ban toys in meals. And then dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. I mean, it's... And I'm going to read over this entire article, Houston police to begin training officers to staff checkpoints. The new team is poised to get another subgroup called the Checkpoint Team, turning the city into a de facto internment camp. They're going to have automatic rifles at these checkpoints randomly taking your blood. I mean, you cannot come up with something this evil on your own. Only government always surpasses. Can you imagine in German newsreels that they were taking blood at checkpoints, papers, please? Blood, please. Then you've got TSA workers and British TSA workers. It's all the same system announcing that they're going to expand nationwide, worldwide, with checkpoints, mobile vans. That's now in congressional testimony that it's going to be the national police force. A bunch of minimum wage workers, or close to it, with weapons, who openly record your naked body, break child porn laws, and then laugh at you while they do it. And that's back in the news. And then separately, over a million U.S. school children to be given Rotarix retrovirus vaccine contaminated with pig cancer virus that humans can contract. That's CNN. Here's another one out of China. In fact, I had it here on the stack. Will you guys print me the China? All the deaths from vaccine there. And I had another article about people dying in China from the H1N1 shot, which they've now recalled. I've got all the UN documents, all the U.S. government documents, all the British government documents. I made a film about it called Endgame 3 years ago. Has a full bibliography online at whatistheendgame.com. All of it proven. Just like a book has a bibliography at the end, this film has a bibliography. How they openly say they're poisoning your water and have genetically engineered the GMO crops to sterilize you. And they're killing us. It doesn't get worse than this. But now they're going to start turning the heat up. Power companies nationwide announcing they're remote controlling your power. They're going to decide what temp your house can be. Laptops issued by the federal government through public schools, watching the parents and kids at home. And the government brags and says it's good. I mean, it's worse than 1984. And what's coming next is the big question. Okay, I'm going to go to calls, and then I'm going to, next hour, start getting into all of this. I'm going to recap what's in the health bill, get into some areas we haven't gotten into, the national ID card, how the IRS is going to run your life. It's all coming up. And the states are saying they're going to pass laws against it. We've got to keep the pressure on them. Jim in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? The answer to 1984, 1776, correct?
Yes.
Okay, if I may quote for a second, there is another way whereby governments are dissolved, and that is when the legislative or the executive, either of them, act contrary to their trust. First, the legislative acts against the trust reposed in them when they endeavor to invade the property of the subject and make themselves or any part of the community masters or arbitrary disposers of the lives, liberties, or fortunes of the people. The reason why men enter into society is the preservation of their property, and the end why they choose and authorize a legislative is that there may be laws made and rules set as guards and fences to the properties of all the members of society, to limit the power and moderate the dominion of every party member of the society. For since it can never be supposed to be the will of the society that the legislative should have a power to destroy that which everyone designs to secure by entering into society, and for which the people submitted themselves to legislators of their own making. Whenever the legislators endeavor to take away and destroy the property of the people or reduce them to slavery under arbitrary power, they put themselves into a state of war with the people, who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience and left to the common refuge which God had provided for all men against force and violence. Whensoever, therefore, the legislative shall transgress this fundamental rule of society, and either by ambition, fear, folly, or corruption, endeavor to grasp themselves or put into the hands of any other an absolute power over the lives, liberties, and estates of the people. By this breach of trust, they forfeit the power the people had put into their hands for quite contrary ends. And it devolves the people who have a right to resume their original liberty, and by establishment of a new legislative, such as they shall think fit, provide for their own safety and security, which is the end for which they are in society. What I've said here concerning the legislative, in general, holds true also concerning the supreme executive.
Let me stop you. Is that George Washington or Thomas Jefferson?
Well, this is John Locke, but that's what all these guys were reading at the time. It's the foundation. John Locke's essay concerning
You can see a lot of John Locke's words in the Declaration of Independence. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, see. Okay. Let me get back to this. Who having double trust put in him, both to have a part in the legislative and the supreme execution of law, acts against both when he goes about to set up his own arbitrary will as the law of the society. He acts also contrary to the trust when he either employs the force, treasure, and offices of the society to corrupt the representatives and gain them to his purpose, or openly pre-engage the electors and prescribe to their choice such whom he has by solicitations, threats, promises, or otherwise won to his designs, and employs them to bring in such who have promised beforehand what to vote and what to enact, thus to regulate the candidates and electors and new model the ways of election. What is but to cut up the government by the roots and poison the very fountain of public security? For the people, having reserved themselves the choice of their representatives as a fence to their properties, could do it for no other end but that they might always be freely chosen, and so chosen freely act and advise as the necessity of the commonwealth and the public good should, upon examination and mature debate, be judged to require. This, those who give their votes before they hear the debate and have weighed the reason on all sides, are not capable of doing.
Well, Jim, here's the problem. What you're reading is extremely powerful, but your phone audio is very low and muffled. But perhaps I have read that essay before. I knew I recognized it, and it's all very eloquent. And really is, you know, one of the major founts from which our Declaration of Independence streams. So why don't you email that to showtips@infowars.com? We should probably post that. Give us the name of the essay.
John Locke's essay concerning the true original extent and end of civil government. It's kind of like, if everybody must read this. If you're American, you must read this, because then you'll understand the Declaration.
Yeah, send it to Showtips, John Locke's essay. And we will, perhaps I should read that on air. Jim, and I appreciate your call. It's very simple. We have a republic where if 99% of the population in a fake democracy said we're going to kill the 1% and take their property, you can't do it. Because in a democracy, a pure democracy, if 51% say kill the other 49 or rob the other 49 or put the other 49 into slavery, or tax them into submission, it is your right and duty to throw that off. That's just common law, organic law, God's law, common sense. And what's happened is special interests come in. They buy off the politicians, or they run their own politicians. They get into government, and they have the government then pass laws giving them more power and control. And as the public begins to wake up to this, they use the taxpayer money to set up a police state control grid. This is a well-thought-out tyranny. It's all been designed and crafted and lovingly expanded, and the system has funded their own private interest, their own police state control grid, with our tax money. So they become wealthy as they enslave us. And so in a republic, if 51% say enslave the other 49, you can't do it, because there's absolute rights of property and liberty and freedom. And the minute you remove that, you know, they sell the mass, oh, we're a democracy, it's what the people want. No, you've got the dumbed down mass that's promised other people's money and treasure and land, and they can be very cheaply bought off to man the military enforcement system to rob the other 49. But that's not even what we have here. On the surface, it's a democracy, mob rule, two sheep. and I guess five wolves voting on what's for dinner. The original Benjamin Franklin quote is two wolves and one sheep voting on what's for dinner. You know, the two wolves are going to vote and outvote the sheep, and it's going to be dinner. But in our case, you got 300 million Americans, and you've got a lot of stupid sheep who go and vote for the wolves to devour them because the wolves have basically convinced them that this is the best thing for them to do. And this is the fundamental nature of corrupt government. If it doesn't follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution, if the people don't jealously guard their freedoms, then you will always, over time, have corrupt people get into power. They will kick out good people. They will recruit more corrupt criminals into the system who enjoy petty power or who enjoy robbing the population, becoming wealthy and powerful. And you will get a tyranny. And that's what's happening. That's why this happens 99% of the time. It happens to every civilization. Given enough time, evil gets in, gets control, takes over, and then robs everything to a point where the society collapses, and generally it goes into another form of tyranny, sometimes worse, sometimes not as egregious. But rarely, but sometimes it happens, you get more freedom out of the collapse. Now, the system has written countless white papers about how they know this is going to collapse, that their government takeover is going to collapse things, and then out of that collapse, they've set up a COG, continuity of government system, to design the collapse and bring you into an even greater level of tyranny through the collapse. That's what we talk about when we discuss a scientific dictatorship. I mean, this has all been thought out, all pre-designed. Eric in California, you're on the air.
Alex, good day to you, brother.
Welcome.
I think this is a great segue here. My mom is a German immigrant. I'm half German, and since I was 8 years old, I studied the rise of Hitler and how it could have happened to my bloodline, my people. And I'm watching it unfold as we speak. When I really started to see what the real fight is, I started talking to the military and police every chance I got. And by a stroke of fate, I've been able to talk to two people involved in NORTHCOM in the military. And I confronted one who was ahead of me in line at a store. And I got outside, out front of the store with him, and I asked him if I could speak to him. He was in full dress officer's uniform on lunch break or whatever. And I just flat out asked him, I said, "Sir, do you stand with we the people?" And that's how I started the conversation. I talked to him about NORTHCOM requiring or requesting 400,000 troops and blah, blah, blah. And he just assured me that federal troops would never be used on the people. Another incident I had.
They are being used. They've got beta tests going everywhere.
Absolutely. And in another incident, I was installing some work at a home, and it was when I discovered, you know, the adjuvants of the vaccine, and I was just so distraught. I knew this housewife of the military officer had two young children, bright, beautiful young girls, and I just talked to her about the adjuvants in the vaccines, and then I kind of segued into NORTHCOM, and she's like, "Oh, my husband works with NORTHCOM," and I said, "Yeah, well, did you know that they requested 400,000 troops to operate internally in the United States?" And she, "Oh, it'll never get that bad, it'll never get that bad," and I kind of made the mistake of trying to assure her that I wasn't some right-wing kook, that I didn't have any weapons and blah, 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 because of the MIAC report. I don't know what she was privy to, but she ended up calling my boss later and telling him how upsetting my conversation was with her and that she was contemplating calling the sheriff on me, which segues into why I really want to talk to you. Down here in San Diego, we had a sheriff, Colander, who was about to retire. Before he retired, he basically quit, or retired early, and appointed Bill Gore. Now, you might recognize that name. Apparently, he was a Fed, worked with the FBI at Ruby Ridge. Now, we're having an election coming up, and now this Gore is an incumbent. and running for sheriff. And I just want to know, because I was getting a haircut yesterday, and I sat down and waited for my line, you know, my turn in line, and I actually sat next to the mother of one of the guys that's running against him, and had a very good conversation about the 10th Amendment and the importance of sheriff and blah, blah, blah. But what advice do you have? What kind of ammunition can I use to make sure that this Gore fella is not?
Well, look, you know he's not good. Any Fed that they're running, this is part of an admitted CIA Pentagon operation to secure every city under their control, to secure narcotics routes, you name it. And so just do what you're doing. But that shows the mindset. Oh, we're not in a police state, but I'm going to call your boss, and I'm thinking about calling the cops on you because you were warning her about a takeover. I mean, this woman has no idea, and she probably took her kids in and wonders why they got low IQs or can't talk at age 5. And, you know, you tried to warn her, but she won't wake up till her kids die of cancer at age 15. So you tried as best you could. Move on to other people.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Look, the American people have gone from some of the most upright, hardworking, moral populations in the world, being one of the most decadent, surly groups on the planet. That's on average. Television has shown us millions of simulated murders and death, and people been desensitized. And we need to change this country one heart at a time, one mind at a time. I'm going to continue with phone calls, and then we're getting into the actual subsections of the bill, what's going on in the Senate. A whole stack of bizarre police state news, government taking over every facet of our lives. It's coming up in the next hour, but let's continue with calls right now. Steve in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, Alex. It's good to finally get in touch with you. You're hard, very hard man to get a hold of. My name is Steve, and I'm the one that's been posting under the Obamacare. I'm going to tell you right now, Alex, now is not the time to get down and lose hope. Our forefathers didn't become indentured servants. Our forefathers didn't become slaves because they fought back. I'm calling for the American people to fight back, and I want to know if you're going to be on board with us in that way. It's time for a fight. It's time for a battle, and the battle is not going to be peaceful. We've done the peaceful talks. We've done the marches. We've done the protests. We've written letters. We've made phone calls. That time is over. I'm willing to put my life on the line for my freedom, for my countrymen's freedom, for my kids' freedom. I want to know how many Americans are willing to do this as well. You can contact me if you want.
Steve, no. We're not going to have people contact you to form a military operation. If I allowed you to do that, I'd be arrested by tomorrow. This isn't a game. Okay? This isn't a joke here. Steve, you're saying, you're asking if I'm with you.
Are you going to be with the American public? There are a number of Americans, not just myself, a number of Americans, especially in the South, that are tired of it. We're tired of...
I wonder why, though, for over 14 years, I've had people on message boards and emails and call the show, and they say, Alex, you need to call for violence, and then I never see them go out and commit the violence. What, you want me to? Who am I supposed to attack? I mean, tell me right now, who am I supposed to go out and target today?
Well, let's start with the IRS. We had a Boston Tea Party before the Revolutionary War. We dumped tea. We were tired of being taxed on tea. Well, are we tired of being taxed by federal income tax and illegal tax? Let's start with the IRS. Let's have our Boston Tea Party. How many people have been dumb enough to file their taxes this year? Stop filing your taxes. Start that way.
Well, hold on. That's peaceful. So, I mean, I thought you were, look, sir, we are waking people up peacefully right now. And this is a big wake up call for folks. And we're trying through the states peacefully. And it looks like we're going to have success if we get involved and support them. I've seen a lot of people who call for violence or just go get a shed out in the countryside and wait for the first government person to come on their property so they can kill them. And then you got some stupid census worker comes knocking on the door and somebody shoots them. They don't deserve to be killed. They don't deserve a death penalty, even if what they're doing is unconstitutional. I mean, you don't get up on the radio and I've seen this so many times, and I'm not saying you're saying this, Steve, but that's where it sounded like it was going. Saying I'm not going to pay these illegal income taxes to the private Federal Reserve because it's paying for aborting babies. I say more power to you, and that's your personal stand. Okay, but you were saying, you know, it's time for violence, at the beginning. I'm going to come back to you after the break and let you clarify what you're saying. We're going to try the route of the state legislatures nullifying this and saying no. And then through our state, supporting them. But a lot of people just cop out and say, I'm ready for war, and then just sit there waiting for something. No, I'm going to try this through other remedies, just like our forefathers did for 15 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Number one, I am upset. I am angered. I am refocusing in our fight against the New World Order to go out and warn the people with our committees of correspondence, as our founders did with the Sons of Liberty. In the 15-plus years leading up to 1775, 1776, with the gun confiscation, that was not offensive, that was defensive. And on record, the British fired first, if you really study the history. And if there's ever another Waco, that's probably when the war is going to start. And a lot of you guys that talk big, Steve, here's the deal. You call in and you say, I want to know, you know, it's not a time to be depressed, Alex. And I want to know if you're going to be standing with me. And you know, I want to know if you're going to be with the people, as if I'm not with the people for 14-plus years, putting my life on the line, doing what I'm doing through all this persecution and demonization nationally. Okay, and the Southern Poverty Law Center trying to pin dead cops on me to get law enforcement to go after me in a PSYOP. And then you shift gears and say, well, we should not pay our taxes. That's another thing that is noncompliance and very constitutional. But I don't deserve and I don't appreciate you just coming on the air in an accusatory tone like I am doing something bad. You know, I mean, the world's full of these people that tell me what I need to do and the things I need to do and what films I need to make and organizations I need to set up and found, when we at this radio show and my films and my websites have done more than anyone else but Ron Paul. If you got to single somebody out to really expose the enemy of this country, you got over 80% of people. It was 70 a few weeks ago against the healthcare takeover. We're proving these tyrants are tyrants. We're making them act like dictators. We're exposing the banking dictatorship. They barely got this thing passed. Now they're trying their greenhouse gas tax. We've got the states lining up to pass laws and say we're not going to comply. We need to go that route. If the states would have done that in 1860, we wouldn't have had the Civil War. If they'd have done it peacefully and with embargoes and with strikes and with other things. But no, they let British intelligence manipulate them into a war that was meant to break up the whole country. Now, it's come out that the feds are running fake white supremacist sites, fake patriot sites, fake al-Qaeda sites, trying to get attacks on U.S. forces. In every case we look at, the feds are bombing themselves. And they know they've set up this grid that they're pushing you into real attacks, and that's what they want. Now, are you going to give them what they want? See, it's real simple. If I find out the New World Order is for something, I'm against it. They're for open borders, I'm against it. They're for violent response, I'm against it. That's the only reason I've survived this long is because I have been savvy. I've understood what's going on. They tried to set me up more than 100 times calling for violence. Okay, in person, they've tried this. I am surveilled by the Pentagon. I am surveilled by the FBI. They have tried every dirty trick on the book on me. And thanks to our listeners' support and God Almighty's support, we are still here standing. Look at this. Wichita Eagle. Democrats' offices across the U.S. attacked. Now, what exactly are you calling for, Steve? He just dropped off. I mean, call back in, Steve. I mean, you need to figure out who the real enemy is here. Are you going to stand with the people, Alex? It's time to, you know, we've tried doing this peacefully. That might have been a setup right there, but his tone and the way he sounded, I just think he's ignorant. You know, I've seen a few things in my life. And I'm the last person that wants violence. I have told people to arm themselves and prepare to protect your families. We're putting that call out right now for people to gird themselves for defense of the Republic. But then there's the larger question of, if you're going to offensively go after somebody, who?
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Now you can fall asleep naturally with King Bio Sleep Aid. And when you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited. So order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In my stack today, I have three mainstream news articles where the feds go out to different organizations and groups and say, you need to man up. You need to say that you will target government buildings. You need to say, enough is enough. We need to attack the government. And they'll promise people livers who need livers. They'll promise $1 million. And it's always federal informants that found the groups and lead the groups. And they go on the message boards and the chat rooms and say, it's time for us to get violent. You know, who's with me? You're not a real man if you don't commit to violence right now, you know, here in public on this radio show. Probably a cop, probably a fed, if not a useful idiot. You know, the system wants to have a war with the American people. They've geared up for it. They've put in the Pentagon grid. They want it to be offensive. They want the American people to attack the police and military so that we run a psyop for them, so the police and military see the American people as the enemy. They don't care if police and military die. They love it. We need to take our states back and criminally charge the private central banks with crime. We need to abolish the Federal Reserve, kick them out of our country. Whoever fires first loses. Now, if the feds are burning a church down, I mean, you know that's an offensive attack. And propaganda-wise, it's going to backfire on them if at that point people physically resist them. That's why they don't like to have big public Wacos anymore. That was a test. Remember John Joe Gray up in East Texas with his family? He's been there now for, what, 11 years? With all these warrants out for his arrest? And he's there saying, come on in, I'm ready to fight to the death. And they don't go in because they know it's near Waco and they know the message it'll send. What is he on, like 40 acres or something? On the Trinity River? The feds want you to offensively go out. I mean, these guys that say it's time to have physical war with the government, what do? Pick some cop coming out of a 7-Eleven with a cup of coffee? What, are you going to go up and plug a hole in them, and then they got a wife and kids? You can't judge that guy's heart. You don't know what he's done. You can't be judge, jury, and executioner. We are about due process of law here. We're about justice. And that's why when the cops put some teenager in handcuffs and shoot him in the back, those cops deserve to go to prison. But you just can't go grab a bunch of cops and hog time and then take them into some ditch and blow their heads off. They beta tested in Seattle, though. They shut off the food and water for 5 days, cut the police communication lines on record. The sheriff went on ABC News and talked about it. FEMA cut off their communication lines, severed their communication tower as the storm blew in. They were planning the whole thing. Feds blew the levees back in the 20s. Evidence is they blew them again as a beta test. And then the first thing they did was not let people get out of the city on the high and dry highways. They made them go to the Superdome where they got raped and robbed. And they sat there with the military with the food and water for days under orders not to give it to them. And then the police in big flat-back trucks under Homeland Security, FEMA, and FBI command went in to the wealthiest areas, put them in handcuffs, and took their firearms. Remember that? They were testing. And I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it's what's going to happen. As gun confiscation continues, as they pass more laws, there's a small percentage of people that just don't care anymore, mainly veterans, and they're going to have shootouts with police. And then they're going to get smart and stop waiting for the cops to come to them. And the police and military need to know, you think you had trouble with the Hajis, as you like to call them. The Afghans can shoot straight. On average, the Iraqis for some reason can't. Some of the worst marksmen out there. They fire very emotionally. They have a lot of courage. But they're not cold about it. I mean, do you police have any idea of 150 million gun owners if 1% decides to fight you? 1,500,000. And that's why they've got all these people online trying to draw out folks that are ready to fight. Hal Turner and others, I told you, was a Fed for a decade. Now it's admitted. Who do you attack every day? Yours truly. He's a Fed. And he was there to draw out people so they can arrest your butt. You got the wrong show, Steve. And if you're not a Fed, or a Southern Poverty Law Center operative, or an ADL operative, you better watch your butt. Because they'll haul you up there in front of television, all in shackles, how you were planning to attack some organization or group. You know, instead of talking about violence, how about we take our state houses back peacefully? How about we nullify these federal laws? How about we take the city council back of Houston and say no to illegal checkpoints? How about we call these different cable companies and people that are spying on you when you're in your house and make a big deal out of the fact and start boycotting them and turning the cable off because they do it? How about we stop contributing to the system? How about we repent to God and start spending all our free time educating our wives and children and our husbands about the New World Order and start small with attainable goals to start local organizations, local cop watch organizations? There's so much you can do by just getting active and mobilized. That gets you up on your feet and off your butt, and then a whole world of opportunity, targets of opportunity, a whole world of seek and destroy, and the info war begins. I mean, you go to your state house with a video camera, you're going to catch bribery going on. I've done it. You're going to catch all sorts of corruption. You just pick a corrupt congressman in your town. You start a blog about them. You start tracking everything they do. Within 6 months, you'll be in the local newspaper. The information you aggregate, that you collect, will then be used by local lazy reporters. You just engage them. Everybody doing a little something. But everyone has this false image in their mind that you've got to fix it all yourself overnight. I mean, I've done an hour and 15 minutes here today, and I haven't even plugged my films. There is no better solution to unlock minds so people shatter the left-right paradigm so the system doesn't alternate between Republican and Democrat. Oh, the Democrats are bad, we'll put Republicans in. Oh, the Republicans are bad, we'll put Democrats in. To identify the world government, to identify the scientific dictatorship, to identify the real enemies of humanity. You've got to identify the enemy first. You've got to reach out to police and military and say, look at all this evidence of corruption and evil. Look at how our federal government's run by offshore banks. Choose a side. And if you actually educate these men and women, most of them are just brainwashed, just like the public, and they will wake up and become great patriots. You don't want to fall into this us against them mentality. Democrat offices across U.S. attack. Now they get to play the part of little victims. Authorities, not public servants, but authorities in Wichita and some other cities across the country are investigating vandalism against Democratic offices, apparently in response to health care reform. Now, how many times have the Democrats and others been caught spray painting swastikas on their own buildings, painting the N-word on their dorm doors? Most of the time, it's staged. Why? See, I mean, if it's so good to do violence, why do they stage it against themselves? Why haven't they come for the guns at once? Why do they try it incrementally? Because if they come out for the guns and people die in firefights with the police, it will clearly be the police fault because they're engaged in pure tyranny and they will lose the moral high ground and then it will spread. No, they want to have this on their own terms. Attacks against government facilities to get the government all feeling sorry for itself and all the useful idiots that work for it so they'll go out and knock heads of the general public. They want to do this their way. We're going to do it our way. Okay? And I've already got the Southern Poverty Law Center within 2 hours of Poplawski killing those cops saying it was my fault when it turned out that white supremacist hated my guts on every website he was on. Now, why is that? Because I'm calling for violence? No, because I'm calling for nonviolence. I know how to beat these people. I've studied history. I know how to beat these people. And on Monday, a former Alabama militia leader took credit for instigating the actions. Mike Vanderbo of Alabama, former head of the Alabama Constitutional Militia, put out a call on Friday for modern Sons of Liberty to break the windows of Democratic Party offices nationwide in opposition to health care reform. If he doesn't get arrested, you know he's a Fed. Since then, vandals have struck several offices, including the Sedgwick County Democratic Party headquarters in Wichita. There was glass everywhere, said Lindsey Staubel, executive director of the County Democratic Party. A brick took out the window, floor to ceiling window, and put a gouge in my desk. And it's happened to a bunch of other facilities and places. How about you just, all of you pro-lifers, I mean, you're the majority, polls show it's upwards of 70%, why don't you all just get behind political candidates in your town to go in and make sure that none of your tax money in your county goes to Planned Parenthood? Right here where I live in Travis County, it does. And most of the pro-lifers don't even know that. Nothing can stop you if you get politically active. Nothing can stop you if you stop following mainline Republicans. I mean, if you decide to not go to the rodeo tonight, or if you decide to not go twiddle your thumbs at church tonight, or if you decide to not go to the topless bar tonight, or whatever it is you do, or go play golf, if you decide to just go in and tell your city council members you're personally angry, and other people do that, they'll get the message. If you'll start digging into the city council and who's paying them off, you could probably put them in prison. I've put local city people in prison. I have.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
In India last year, over 100,000 cotton farmers committed suicide because of GMO crops ruining their lives. Most of them did it by drinking the very weed killer that destroyed their crops. Well, now I'm getting reports from all over the U.S. Here's a headline. Homeowners facing foreclosure take their own lives. This is out of CBS 3 in Philadelphia. We are being economically conquered. Okay, I want to hurry through calls because I need to start getting into all this news. There's so much. The bill's even worse than we thought if that was possible. But right now, let's go to Ron in Texas. Ron, go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir. Go ahead.
I look a little smile on your face. You told us yesterday to let you know when you started calling Obama by Obama instead of Barry Sotaro.
I apologize. That's right. Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack H. Obama.
Yeah, I just wanted to put a little smile on your face for your day. I'm not surprised that this health bill passed. And the reason why is you have a commercial estate that, you know, 100 nations have fallen under tyranny within this last century. 500 of them in this country alone did the same thing. But they were able to come back from it. The health care system that's provided to us by the Native Americans through treaties, which supersede constitutional law, any executive order, anything like that, are now in danger. Plus, it's also one of the worst health care systems, worse than what they give us veterans. And I'm a veteran.
By the way,
myself,
let me comment on that, Ron. I have found four provisions in the bill where it states we're doing this to follow international agreement. This is a UN mandate.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And the UN considers us third world people in this country. That is a fact. But there's a way around it. What's stopping the state of Texas, because Texas has the financial resources to do it, to set up their own clinics, to set up their own insurance plans for the residents of the state? Nothing. Except nobody wants to do it.
Well, you've got all the money and the big lobbyists and the rest of it, Ron, but I appreciate your call. This is unconstitutional. It will be overturned at the state and federal level if we continue to push. The Democrats think we'll just roll over again. Let's talk to David in Montana.
Greetings to all from high atop of the Purple Mountain Majesties, man. How you doing?
Hey,
if that guy wants to kill some, he should kill his TV and a computer, because they're doing this to us all through the computer. If we all kill five computers, I think we could break free. But the best thing to do is have a massive home sit-in. Because, like what you said, the police and the military, you don't sign their paycheck. And with this medical bill, it's going to put 50% of the population working for the government. So all our tax-paying people, you know, the ones that pull the wagon, if we just stay home for like a week, 2 weeks, we all like make, like pick a month, half of the month we prepare, and the other half of the month we just sit home and don't work no more. And because if you got 50% of the population working for the government, that means they're all bought off, man, with their credit cards, their loans, their investments in the corporations that keep them working. And now
no, it's just like the mafia, how they get people in debt and control their lives. This is a mafia, David. I appreciate your call. Good points. Jay in California, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a question. Well, my first question was answered by when you blasted Steve, but how do I talk to people about Obamacare? Like, at my high school, there are maybe 90% of them are sheep. How do I talk to them? Because they always get upset and violent.
Well, Paul Watson, I appreciate your call, Jay. Paul Watson wrote a detailed article with the subsections of the bill, how the insurance companies wrote it, how it turns the IRS loose on people, how it's unconstitutional. You can go into the Featured Stories archive and pull that up. I'm going to go over some of the provisions later in the broadcast, and you just educate them. But the kids watch 4.5 hours of TV a day, 2 hours of video games on average. They're a bunch of dumbed-down zombies. And I don't watch really hardly any television. I use videos kind of reaching into the matrix as a way to get to people who are already in the system. And speaking of that, folks, I've got two new films coming out in April. You can pre-order them now, meaning you'll get them first. One is Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, so people know who the real enemy is and how they operate and how they control the government from the shadows. And the other is Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And it's got everything in it. I mean, it covers the entire police state grid, the latest info, NORTHCOM, the FEMA camps, all of it. Available at InfoWars.com. Pre-order it today. And your purchase supports this broadcast. I mean, one big thing is voting with your dollars. Not supporting the big corporations, not supporting the government in any way you can, and supporting those that do fight this tyranny. InfoWars.com to pre-order the films, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I'm going to move quickly through calls now. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
1-800-259-9231. All right, I'm going to start getting into the news in the next 10, 15 minutes, and we'll continue with calls. Second half of the next hour, I will continue with so much of this important news that people need to be made aware of. Let me just start with this first. And remember, this is in the context of government-issued laptops to school children, watching them at home, face-scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras going in, mobile 18-wheeler trucks with naked body scanners and brain scanners being announced by Homeland Security. That's in the news, to just be rolling around at random checkpoints. Houston police to begin training officers to staff checkpoints. Infowars.com. This is from Sarge, an anonymous police officer. Now, I went and looked this up and actually found mentions in funding requests for this. I don't just take something from police, even when they give it to me on record, which this guy didn't. I go and look it up. This is accurate. This is true from my deep research. Remember, we got the MIAC Homeland Security reports last February. People didn't think they were real for a week. Then the New York Times and others reported, yes, it's true, but it's great the NORTHCOM is for the American people. I saw Governor Ridge almost 6 years ago on C-SPAN say TSA will be the national police force and you'll have to have a national ID card to work, and that the TSA will form the national checkpoint police. Now you see it's openly being announced in Congress after beta testing. Everything I cover is on the record. You understand that? So what you're about to hear is the truth. Houston police to begin training officers to staff checkpoints. The Houston Police Department is poised to do what no other civilian police department in the United States has yet to do publicly. I want to correct the police officer. For at least 5 years, New York does have random checkpoints where they search people, and they're being sued in federal and state court over it. But this one is different because it's a cordon where they shut down parts of the city and search everyone. But technically, the officer is incorrect. The Houston Police Department is poised to do what no other civilian police department in the United States has yet to do publicly. I would add Chicago's done this and Boston. They go door to door asking for your guns or asking to inspect them. And we've played the newscast where it shows them busting in houses without warrants. First it's knock and talk, then they just come in. But sorry, again, I'm just giving you some background. That's why I can't just cover the news here, because on each issue I want to give you a full spectrum breakdown. The Houston Police Department is poised to do what no other civilian police department in the United States has yet to do publicly. On the desk of the chief of police is the authorization to begin training officers to staff checkpoints at key infrastructure points throughout the city. This is part of InfraGuard. It's part of infrastructure protection. It's part of NORTHCOM, I would add. Although the talk about creating such a group has been discussed among supervisors of the Special Response Group for years, only in the last few months have these talks become reality, because they're getting ready for the total collapse of the dollar, I would add. This idea received support from the former police chief, Harold Hurt. And he called for cameras in everyone's homes. Don't believe me, just Google Houston police chief wants cameras in homes. You'll get mainstream news. But wasn't signed before he retired December 30th, 2009, due to being under review by departmental lawyers. Yeah, the Houston Police Department, what, 2 years ago it said had framed over 4,000 people with fake DNA in their crime lab. Remember Dr. Frederick Whitehurst we've interviewed? We ought to get Whitehurst back on. We probably had him on about 5 years. Former head of the FBI crime lab. He said it was systematic frame-ups of everybody. Just if they say frame them, they frame them. It's all admitted above board, just totally criminal. And now, of course, it came out in the New York Times. They plant fake DNA. DNA is not 100%. It's a total fraud. But sorry, it's all integrated. Due to being under review by departmental lawyers, now under the just-named police chief, Charles McClelland, it stands ready to sign and implement almost immediately. The Special Response Group, which was created in 92 to deal with protesters at the Republican National Convention, is the main crowd control unit in the Houston Police Department. They receive 40 hours of training annually in riot control and mass arrest scenarios. The group has a subgroup called the Hard Team, which received an additional 32 hours or more of intense training per year. This training includes pain compliance techniques. That's called torture in America. YouTube banned that section of Fall of the Republic, of 911, martial law, 911 rise of the police state. That's banned on YouTube. Shows police, their own footage, breaking pro-life protesters' arms who just sit on the sidewalk. Federal courts have ruled they can taser you to answer questions, okay? You think this goes on in Abu Ghraib and Camp X-Ray? Think again. Since the early 90s, they've had pain compliance. Again. Let me continue. The training includes pain compliance techniques, dispersal of chemical agents, rubber bullets, crowd control grenades, as well as many other less lethal munitions. Remember, towns in Louisiana announced federal training to get citizen militia that works for them with 50 cals to take on protesters? Now the Hard Team is poised to get another subgroup called the Checkpoint Team. The checkpoint team will be armed with assault rifle carbines with shoot-to-kill orders. That is in major newspapers now in Baltimore and New Orleans. again, when you have the knowledge, I went and looked it up and found out there is departmental memos on this and funding requests from the Fed. So I know the cops telling the truth, but separately, I know every line of this. Not bragging. I'm saying, how do I know these things? It's the knowledge. You're an expert on the Cowboys defensive lineup. I'm an expert on America. You could be smarter than I am. You could be more informed than I am. You better start caring about this and not the Saints or the Cowboys. Now listen to this carefully. Remember the InfoGuard plans that came out mainstream news 3 years ago? Shoot to kill orders for hundreds of thousands of hired executives. They're building an army against the people quietly. This checkpoint team will be armed with assault rifle car beams with shoot to kill orders and tasked with manning sensitive areas such as airports, chemical refineries, and any other critical infrastructure locations. And again, that's all under federal control. By the very nature of the training, it is but only a small step for them to be tasked to man checkpoints throughout the city, turning it into a de facto internment camp. Why do you think they're putting cable blockers up on all the highways and stack up concrete dividers at the corners of key intersections? That was part of infrastructure protection. They're ready to shut it all down. Houston, being one of the largest cities in the nation, is both population and square mileage will be hard to lock down without adequate manpower. This is why the checkpoint team will have an additional staffing of 300. If more are needed, those highly trained will be able to act as checkpoint leaders, that's cadre commanders, or train the trainer situation. According to the primary source, federal money is being sought to offset the cost of creating the running of the checkpoint, but the federal funding has not yet been approved. It seems the team will be created with or without the federal dollars. It's an unfunded InfoGuard mandate. This will be the first civilian police agency in the nation, incorrect, to begin this type of training. Sir, how did we know about the flu in January? We got internal memos, New York and California and Nevada, and we had the emergency manager on from a town bordering Chicago and Indiana where they were telling him millions are going to die, this is going to happen. They use that as a smokescreen. And if people would have bought into the flu hype, they may have pulled the trigger then. But they did their internal gauging and their surveillance algorithms to know the public wasn't going to buy it. And I'm not contradicting the officer. He's done a good job boiling this down. He's busy working all day and got a lot of people under him. And so, you know, he hasn't been tracking all this. No, sir. They always tell you it's only your department. That's a standard PSYOP. So that the department feels special, and they tell every town they have an urban warfare drill in. This is the first time this has ever happened. Oh, you're so special. I mean, they do it psychologically. All right, continuing. This will be the first time civilian police agency in the nation to begin this type of training, so it should be seen as a beta test for expansion to other police agencies nationwide, as is very common in the law enforcement field. The article is important, but we should perhaps add links at the bottom to this article and our articles about Homeland Security and the National Emergency Centers Act. Because if you want to know how the camps are going to be run and how they're going to roll this out to the public, it's all in the legislation. Here's another key article. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. PrisonPlanet.com. New bill allows U.S. citizens to be kidnapped and detained without trial indefinitely based on suspected activity. Now, remember, they took the no-fly list or the suspicion list that's even wider. That has over 10 million names on it. The no-fly over 1,200,000 until they made it secret 2 years ago. It's been growing, though. They said 25,000 a month on average. Where now you're in these databases and they pull you over at the checkpoint and you'll go through many checkpoints before they finally pull you out of your car and put you in a truck. And then they'll have your psychological profile from your television watching habits, your credit card purchasing habits, your internet surfing habits. They'll know who can be broken, who will do what. They'll drag you in and they will show you someone else tortured. They'll have special CIA and private corporate teams that do this. They've built the cadres up to over 100,000 torture experts. And they will then have your neighbor, they'll stop your neighbor and threaten to torture them, knowing their psychological profile, knowing that they're 99 plus percent sure they will roll over and say that you are a terrorist. This is the essence of terror, the essence of a terror state. It's been done everywhere else. We know how they do it. We know Homeland Security 7 years ago, right as the department got funded, hired Primakov, former head of the KGB, and hired Marcus Wolf, former of the East German Stasi. That was mainstream news. They went to the very best experts in the world on this, okay? That's what these black sites are. And you notice they always train these guys to be terrorists at the torture camps and send them out to lead cadres. So they create the terrorist and they create the response to it. Oh, God help us. I mean, this is the blackest, most evil, most scientifically crafted wickedness we've ever seen. Okay? There is no doubt this is the most diabolical, mechanized, focused, thought out kill grid ever seen in history. It's global. It's standardized worldwide. The globalists are mopping up the final few holdout countries. There is resistance to them in many nations, like Iceland. People basically were on strike for a year. That brought the globalists to their knees there. But they're one of the most highly educated people in the world in Iceland. You cannot say that about us. We have been brain damaged by chemical weapon attacks in the food and water and air. You understand, you're under chemical weapon attacks. So am I. That's why your neighbors are dying of cancer. It's why young kids are dying all around you. That's why almost everybody's getting diabetes. They're murdering you. And they're just testing, will you notice? Can they cover up the numbers? And every one of you cops out there and Homeland Security, you know this is all true, okay? Why don't you join the Republic? Why don't you, look, I'm begging you, on my knees, to let God into your heart and to break your conditioning, your compartmentalization. And for heaven's sakes, please just research this. This doesn't have to happen. It doesn't have to happen. But you're going to have to get right down to bedrock and admit to yourself the full magnitude of this. And I know that we have psychological defense mechanisms. I have it. Where you want to tell yourself it isn't that bad. You want to tell yourself, oh, Alex is exaggerated. You want to tell yourself, yeah, this isn't real. Or, okay, yeah, there's some problems, but no. The terror staged, the financial collapse staged, it's all on record. And they psychologically profile Dudley Do-Right types. You notice they never bring them up the chain of command. They're kind of the foot soldiers. Then the mid-level, they kind of hire sociopathic control freaks for psychopaths. And above that, they hire charming psychopaths. And let me just talk to the psychopaths out there. This system isn't going to be good for you either. In fact, after they fully purged the country, and if they killed 80 million in China, if they get their plan fully in, 10 years after the plan's fully in place, say 5 years from now, so that's 15 years, you'll probably have about 150 million people in the country. And they're going to repopulate the U.S. with Latin Americans. I mean, I'm not joking around here, okay? They're going to kill most of you listening. And the first group they're going to kill once this grid's fully in place, they're going to at least strip you of your badge. They're going to at least throw some charges on you. And then they're going to kill you. And I know you're laughing. It's funny because you've lived in America and it can't happen here. Ha, ha, ha. You don't know history. I want all of you servants of this to know. They're not going to want to pay you your retirement. They're not going to want you to know where all the bodies are buried. The first group they're going to go after is going to be you. Once they've mopped up and taken over, if they're successful. And all the good cops, if they can't kick you out by the time this goes through, they're just going to blow your head off. And all the thugs and crooks on your department, they're going to go along with it because they're going to be scared. This happens everywhere, every time. Guaranteed. Hey, you never thought you'd see open borders. Never thought you'd see our country abolishing the Bill of Rights. You never thought you'd see socialist health care. You never thought you'd see the green police. You're going to see it all. You understand this? You never thought you'd see taxes on salt, taxes on soft drinks. You never thought you'd see home inspections. You never thought you'd see laptops watching kids at home. You never thought you'd see every GMO crop designed to sterilize people. You never thought you'd see hundreds of deadly chemicals put in the water. You never thought you'd see that. You did see it. And let me tell you, this is all just the preparation. Our criminal government in over 100 countries in the last century has put dictators in and given and sent in U.S. government torture trainers to teach them how to torture people. Okay? Our government's been pure evil for a long, long, long time at the highest levels. And it took them a long time to convert the police and the bureaucrats into agents of evil, but they are now. Look, they knew it was going to come out that they're recording your naked bodies. They knew it was going to come out that they gawk at good-looking women and men. They knew it was going to come out. They don't care. They want you to know. It's all over the news today. That they go, look at her breast. Oh, I mean, I can't even quote the quotes that are in mainstream news about the things they're saying about women in front of them. In front of them. They don't even deny they're doing this. And how they print off movie stars' naked bodies and say, sign this for me. And they go crazy and say, I have power. I have power. That's on CBS News. And chanting, I am God. I mean, they hire these people who couldn't even carry out their own garbage. They hire people who can't even wipe their own hind ends. They hire these slobs. And they give them petty power. Now, don't say you weren't warned. I'm going to come back and keep covering news. I covered one article. I'm going to blitz about 15, 20 minutes into the next hour. And then I'm going to Paul, Bishop, Rick, Steve, Stephen, and others. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. You want to support us in the fight against the system, go to the website, buy some books and videos. They're powerful tools in the Infowar, and your purchase makes this possible.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared, and you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stambertz.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com, Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com, hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Let's just go ahead and go to your calls now. Let's talk to Paul in Connecticut. Paul, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. All I have to say is that, you know, we anyone who thinks that violence is the is, you know, the cure to this right now has got to seriously rethink it, because it's you know, it will be the one thing that throws us all off the ship and into the water where the sharks are. And, you know, it just, I know people are enraged about this. It's really disgusting and vile stuff happening to us right now. But, you know, I mean, you can't just give them an excuse to use more violence on you.
Listen,
you know,
I've had Colonel Craig Roberts on, and I've read all the mainstream news articles on air. It isn't a rumor what all the patriots have talked about. They plan on having the American people backed into a corner, chew up the military and police, and they're going to bring in multinational forces. I've been to the urban warfare drills where they train with Dutch, Israeli, Australian, British, Scott troops, you name it, to go into San Francisco and Oakland. Now, here's the deal. If things do go violent, all these big mouth talkers need to understand that then the sky's the limit. I mean, once this stuff starts, but remember, it's not the cops that, well, I'm not going to say it. Just look. Look, they're training everybody in all these simulated attacks and these drills they're having and in the staged events that people are going to go after the cops. They put that out so the public sees the cops as the target. The cops. Anything else, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, it's an info war, and everybody needs to know their facts, and they need to get together and know their facts and know what's going on and not say, you know, let's shoot somebody or let's kill somebody who doesn't really deserve to die because they're being controlled.
Well, I just hope the jackasses in the government know that we're trying to stop this from happening. But I hope many of the people listening right now who can't wait for a fight with the American people, I hope you know that once this starts, and it's getting closer every day, that they're not going to be able to control it and run a PR campaign and demonize the violence. When Joe Stack did that, it's clearly a staged event, people were cheering him on. They can't wait. The public cannot wait to start having open season on government people. And I'm trying everything I can to stop this. I want stability. I want freedom. I want rule of law. And it's just... I mean, this is so real, and I think some people tune in here and it's like entertainment, or they don't realize what they're saying, or they don't realize where this is really going. I think a lot of cops listening right now don't understand. This is real, folks. I hope the police and military realize you've been set up for this over a decade ago. The globalists have set all this up, and I hope they realize that this is going to make Vietnam look like a joke, okay? This is going to make Afghanistan look tame. And once we go into this martial law, they're going to be able to pass whatever legislation they want, do whatever they want. We do not want this to happen. We want to try to have the states repeal this. We can take our country back peacefully. The momentum is against them. 80% of people in polls, it was 70%, are awake. And if that 80% will just get up off their rear ends and start doing something peaceful, we can turn this around, Paul.
Absolutely, absolutely. And all I have to say on this, I mean, that guy Steve, you know, he calls up and says, you know, let's go for violence, Alex, are you with me? Well, I'm calling on you to let's advocate non-violence. This, if everybody gets the message of non-violence and knowing your facts and that this can be solved without violence, I mean, I think it'll be much easier for everybody.
Well, here's the deal. We're going to try to solve it without violence. And if the enemy gets offensive, spontaneously, folks are going to defend themselves. And that's why the enemy has been trying to provoke something. Okay? The enemy is going to lose when they fire first. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle, and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You see what's happened in Mexico. It's now more than 20,000 people killed in the last 3 years. Many of them police. They just hire more police. And that's the Mexican and U.S. government trying to knock out their drug dealing competition. You're not going to bring this tyranny down by killing cops. Okay? If they would just decriminalize drugs, that would do it. But the drug cartels and others in Mexico kill legalization activist. I mean, how obvious it is that we need to decriminalize drugs. And now you got the Mexican mafia killing cops all over the U.S., and the cops are starting to just leave them alone. It's pathetic. It's. And notice the media keeps it real quiet. And the politicians are just puppets. Anybody kills a politician, they'll turn them into a victim. We've got to get our courts under the people's control. We've got to start indicting the bankers, the high-level CFR members, the people that have written public reports calling for treason. We've got to audit the Fed. We've got to have the states declare independence. Paul in Connecticut, welcome. Okay, Bishop in Texas, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, just wanted to let you know that I stand with you in your anger and frustration with what's going on in America. I'm actually a pastor here in the Metroplex, former law enforcement, and just wanted to let you know that I called Royce West's office on yesterday. He's a state senator here in Texas, and spoke with his legislative director and basically wanted to determine, you know, what they were doing with the passage of this outrageous bill. And of course, the gentleman responded as if I was being just completely paranoid. So I'm even angered that some of the state legislators really don't understand the true implications of this bill.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's a state senator. I don't really know his voting record, but that just sounds like par for the course. We're going to go over some of the provisions of the bill, the national ID card provision, when we come back from break, and then talk about what's happening in the Senate with the bill, which is another bill that they're basically trying to put even more tyranny in. So Obama signed one bill. Now they're calling it a reconciliation, but they're adding a bunch of pork barrel and other things to the Senate version. So we're going to go over that. Anything else, Bishop?
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I pastor a church here in the Metroplex and have woken my congregants and have shared this information with other churches as well in the Metroplex. So basically we are on a campaign to try to wake up as many people as possible. Finally, a few months ago, I emailed and left a voicemail message on your tips line concerning a former FBI employee. that was indicted several years back. And I've discovered I do have some connection to that individual and found out that part of the reason why that employee was basically indicted and fired from the FBI was because they were basically nosing around into the 9/11 investigation. And, you know, there's some other information, if you wouldn't mind, that I would like to share with you off air concerning that incident.
Let me do this. Let me get your name and number or just your number. John Harmon will get your number, and I'll try to call you this evening, okay?
That'd be great.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. John, get his number, please. Yeah, they killed the former FBI deputy director, head of counterterrorism, O'Neill. He was hired to be the head of security first day at work. He was hired by Marvin Bush that ran security. Yeah, to be the head of security at the World Trade Center. And then they killed him and threw his body in the rubble. And they killed some cops and medical people who were witnesses at Oklahoma City.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. We are now 2 hours and 8 minutes into this worldwide broadcast. We have another hour, 52 minutes left in transmission. We are simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv on the 24th day of March 2010. Here is an actual subsection of the health care bill that is now law. Now, Obama has sent the bill back to the Senate. He signed the bill, but they have a reconciliation bill they're going to try to tag on, which is a whole nother bill and has even more draconian legislation in it. But let me tell you what is in the bill. I've gotten a lot of calls and people saying, is there a national ID card in the bill? We already have federally standardized driver's license, the Real ID Act. That is a national ID card. This ID card is different that they're now going to be issuing to people because, as it's phased in the next few years, because the IRS has real-time access to your bank account to wire out funds. We're going to give you that subsection. Here's a document cam shot. And the IRS will fine you or fee you if you use your medical care for procedures that they think you don't need. Mainline medical test, not just alternative medicine. Tens of thousands of new IRS employees, $10 billion every year. They were saying every 2 years to fund this. Now it's every year. And so this is now the nanny state IRS involved in everything you do in your life. A huge expansion, the likes of which we've never seen, of this criminal agency that violates law and due process every day. Now, this is from Section B on page 65 of the bill. Section B, Section I, page 65 of the bill that's now law. Eligibility for health plan and health claim status. The set of operating rules for eligibility for a health plan and health claim status transactions shall be adopted not later than July 1st, 2011, in a manner ensuring that such operating rules are effective not later than January 1st, 2013, and may allow for the use of machine-readable identification card. May. That means it's all at their discretion. Of course, they've said that's what Hillary wanted in 93, 94. It's in there. Okay, this is from HR 3590. Now, let's go over some good synopses of what's really in the health bill, and I've looked these up myself. Page 16 states that if you have insurance at the time of the bill becoming law and change, you will be required to take a similar plan. If not, if it's not available, you will be required to take the government option. Page 22 mandates audits of all employers that self-insure. Audits. Everybody gets an audit now. Page 29, admission. Your health care will be rationed. It says right there, comparative care. They will decide what you get for cost cutting. Page 30, a government committee will decide what treatments and benefits you get. And unlike an insurer, there will be no appeals process. Page 42, the Health Choices Commissioner will decide health benefits for you. You will have no choice, none. Page 50, all non-U.S. citizens, illegal or not, will be provided free health care services. Page 58, every person will be issued a national ID card. And you just saw that from the same page. Page 59, the federal government will have direct real-time access to all individual bank accounts for electronic funds transfer. And if you get health care they don't like, they fine you. And they could take your wages. I mean, this is all in there. Page 65, taxpayers will be subsidized. All union retiree and community organizer health plans. Page 72, all private health care plans must conform to government rules to participate in the health care exchange, which is what they want. It lowers the amount of care you get. Page 84, all private health care plans must participate in the health care exchange, i.e. total government control of private plans. Page 91, government mandates linguistic infrastructure for services, translation, illegal aliens. Page 95, the government will pay ACORN and AmeriCorps to sign up individuals for government-run health care plan. In fact, will you go back and ask Aaron to go find the exact spot in Obama deception where it's the video clips of the president and White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel saying we will all be a national compulsory service? Because people keep sending me emails saying that's not true. I want to actually play the clips for them of that. He could just send you the YouTube clip, actually, where it's at. But Page 102, those eligible for Medicaid will be automatically enrolled. You have no choice in the matter. You will be on welfare now. They will sick CPS on you. Page 124, no company can sue the government for price fixing. No judicial review is permitted against the government monopoly. Put simply, private insurers will get crushed. Well, if they're not part of the big top boys. Page 127, the AMA sold doctors out. The government will set wages. Page 145, an employer must auto-enroll employees in the government-run public plan. No alternatives. 126, employers must pay health care bills for part-time employees and their families up to age 26. Any employer with a payroll of $400,000 or more who does not offer the public option pays an 8% tax on payroll. That's on your employees. Any employer with a payroll of $250,000 to $400,000 or more who does not offer public option pays a 2 to 6% tax on payroll. Page 167, any individual who doesn't have acceptable health care, according to the government, will be taxed at 2.5 of income. Page 170, any non-resident alien is exempt from individual taxes. The illegal aliens are always exempt because they want to have an incentive to bring them here, just like they're exempt from paying their power bills in Austin. And drunk. I mean, just total discrimination. Any non-resident, it goes on. Page 195, officers and employees of government healthcare bureaucracy will have access to all American financial and personal records. It's all shared now via the IRS. Page 203, the tax imposer under the section shall not be treated as a tax. Yes, it really says that. It's a tax, but you can't call it a tax. Page 239, bill will reduce physical services for Medicaid. Seniors and the poor will be affected. That's a quote. $43 billion a year cut. Raise taxes, cut your benefits. I gotta love it. And it's in now in the AP today that it doesn't cover children and others with pre-existing conditions. It was all a lie. Just a giant tax, and it's a way for them to take over the system. The bill will reduce physician services for Medicaid. Doctors, no matter what specialty you are, you will be paid the same. 241. Page 253, government sets values of doctors' time, their personal judgment, etc. Page 265, government mandates and controls productivity for private healthcare industries. 268, government regulates rental and purchase of power-driven wheelchairs and puts a tax on them. 272, cancer patients, welcome to the wonderful world of rationing. Page 280, hospitals will be penalized what the government deems preventable readmissions. If you don't follow all their rules, it's a $50,000 tax. Page 298, doctors, if you treat a patient during an initial admission, the results in the readmission, you will be penalized by the government. Page 317, doctors, you will be prohibited from owning and investing in healthcare companies. Yeah. 318, page 318, prohibition of hospital expansion. Hospitals cannot expand without government approval. 321, hospital expansion hinges on community input. In other words, get another payoff to Acorn and other UN rent-a-mobs so they can claim it's for the people. Page 335, government mandates establishment of outcome-based measures, i.e. rationing. That's comparative care. 341, government has authority to disqualify Medicare Advantage plans, HMOs, etc. Page 354, government will restrict enrollment in specialty needs individuals. So it actually discriminates against those that are already handicapped. You're going to get given pills and left on a gurney to die just like England. This is eugenics. 379, telehealth advisory committee, healthcare by phone. 425, more bureaucracy, advanced care planning, consultant, senior citizens, assisted suicide, euthanasia. Page 425, government will instruct and consult regarding living wills, durable powers of attorney, etc. Mandatory, appears to lock in estate taxes ahead of time. Page 425, government provides approved list of end-of-life resources guiding you in death. Page 427, government mandates program that orders end-of-life treatment. Government dictates how you and your life ends. Page 429, advocating care planning consult with the use to dictate treatment of patients' health directories. This can include the order for end-of-life plans, an order from the government. Page 430, these are all bioethicist directives. Government will decide what level of treatments you may and may not have at end of life, not your doctor or hospital. 469, community-based home medical services. More payoffs to Acorn. 472, payments to community-based organizations. More payoffs. 489, government will cover marriage and family therapy, government incentives to your marriage. So now the health care. Oh, you want free government health care? You've got to go to a psychiatrist and CPS. 494, government will cover medical health services, defining, creating, and rationing those services. Well, it's a 2,700-page bill. Sorry, I've got to stop. I only went through a third of it or less. Sorry, I got to stop there. I can't even cover it all with the time constraints. I got other news and calls to take. And then there's all the new taxes. I didn't even get into that. Let me read a few more of the taxes real fast. Excise tax on high-cost employer-sponsored health care of 40%, but the unions are exempt. Increase in additional taxes on distributions from HSA and MSA. An increase of 10 to 20% on taxes for money in health savings accounts. I mean, I can go on for hundreds of these if you want. Tax on failing hospital, $50,000 tax. I just can't even. I just, it's unspeakable. I mean, it's just.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across a nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At patriotfood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at survivalistseeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver service. support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Well, out of a 2,700-page bill, I only got through, what, page 600 and something. I mean, this is so off the charts. It's so nightmarish. I don't even know what to say. And the country is going completely bankrupt. Look at this news. 72% of Democrats, 84% of Republicans, and 80% of independents think the economy could collapse. This was done by Opinion Dynamics Corps for Fox News. And there's similar numbers out of Europe. Meanwhile, sales of new homes dropped in February to lowest on record, according to Bloomberg. Lowest on record. This is a depression. And their idea is raise taxes on everybody. And I have the AP here. I covered it at the very start of the show. Will you guys print that AP article for me again? I couldn't find it during the break. The one I think the headline is Problem with Health Bill Does Not Cover Pre-Existing Conditions. Sales of new U.S. homes dropped in February to lowest on record. States sue over overhaul that will bust state budgets. They're saying it'll completely bankrupt them. That's the name of the game. That's Bloomberg as well. Here's CBS News. Massive job cuts projected for New York City. They're going to cut 19,000 city jobs. But notice your taxes all go up because it all goes on interest to the bankers. This is just like Nigeria, folks, or Argentina. They're talking about in Illinois a four-day school week because things are so bankrupt. We're being totally looted. And the banks don't care. They'll just go offshore. They're already offshore. They've all had an exodus the last decade. They want to destroy our industrial base. That's stated. This is how they conquer you. Greece to default at some point, UBS says. Totally imploding. Portugal's debt rating lowered by Fitch on finances. Portugal about to go under by design. It's come out in Goldman Sachs documents. It's all planned. Oh, I found it. AP. Gap in healthcare laws protection for children. Uh-oh, it says, and by the way, I've read the bill. It's not just children. They can refuse you for any pre-existing condition. They just give you Prozac. Literally, that's what they do in England. It's amazing. Your medical records aren't secure. Wall Street Journal admits that this gives it to every federal agency. They can do whatever they want, give it to private interest. Wall Street Journal. It totally rapes everybody. Healthcare effects start taking effect this year, though. On tanning beds, on taxes, on medical equipment, on your savings accounts. Yeah, an 8% tax on your medical savings account. What, you get 2, 3% in a savings account now? So you lose 5% a year? Meanwhile, separate issues. Supreme Court battle quietly brews over possible future nominees. Cass Sunstein writes lawyer documents for Harvard and Chicago Business School. On record, saying ban free speech, arrest everybody. We've read those quotes. You cannot make up how bold they are. Hitler and Stalin didn't say they were going to do it. They just did it secretly. Here, they just say it out in the open. And these are the two guys about to be the Supreme Court justices, with two Supreme Court justices set to leave this year. Stevens and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. What's Stevens, 92? He's announced he's leaving at the end of the year. And the two guys, they're getting ready, on record, Obama's Ninth Circuit nominee, Constitution must adapt to changes in the world. And this is the guy they're getting ready for the Supreme Court, Goodwin Liu. And he goes on to say we must adopt UN law. Ladies and gentlemen, I haven't even scratched the surface of the news. I'm just digging through it here. I mean, I read all this stuff, get ready for the show, and then I'm just sitting here, and I just can't believe this is actually happening. Look at these articles separately. Vaccines kill children in China, French news agency. They're recalling them. Here's another one. Rotarix retrovirus contaminated officials say with a pig virus that can give humans cancer. And it says in the CNN article, retrovirus, and then over a million kids are getting this. GlaxoSmithKline's product. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Every major, they've got vaccines that have been caught with cancer viruses in it, and the cancer viruses aren't involved in the manufacture. They shouldn't be in there. Remember the bird flu when they put weaponized bird flu in and shipped it out to 14 countries, and thank God they gave it to lab animals and it killed them, so they stopped injecting it? Oh, my God.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I was sitting in traffic listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm
I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to get back into it briefly. Then we're going to your phone calls and a bunch of other news. Grayson can oversee Senate race. This is from the Associated Press. Secretary of State Terry Grayson can oversee the U.S. Senate race in Kentucky without any apparent conflict of interest, a government ethics panel ruled today. You heard me right. Grayson, who is Kentucky's chief elections official, is running as a Republican for the Senate seat being vacated by retiring Jim Bunning, one of his GOP rivals. Bowling Green physician Rand Paul questioned whether Grayson should recuse himself from oversight of the race. And they went to the board. I talked to Paul's office yesterday. They went and filed this, and the board said 50% Democrats, 50% Republicans. They said, no, it's fine for the head of the election process to oversee his own election. And you've got all these employees that are guaranteed to be getting jobs in the senator's office if the Republican wins. Rand Paul's 10 points or more ahead of him. Dick Cheney's come out against Rand Paul. The Republican machine's going up against him. And magically, this has never before happened. So now you can be an election official. And I guess that's the only way you can get elected now in America. You're the election official. You run it. That's kind of like Senator Hagel when he first got in over a decade ago. 84% of the ballots cast in Nebraska were cast on machines that he owns the company for. So you own the election machines, you become a senator. You are 10 points behind in the polls, but magically he could end up winning because he's the election official. There's nothing on the face of it that requires abstention, said John Steffen, head of the Executive Branch Ethics Commission. The unanimous opinion of the commission held that it is highly unlikely the Secretary of State, Kentucky, could influence the results of the statewide election without having the universal cooperation of election officials across the state, not with computers. What did we see in Florida in 2000? This is just incredible. And then Kurt Nemo wrote a key article that everybody's got to get and get out to everybody they know. Because if Rand Paul wins, it'll send a shockwave across the nation for true conservatives to win. Are Kentucky Republicans rigging Senate race against Rand Paul? Very important article on that front. Okay, I've got a bunch of other news on naked body scanners, on police checkpoints, on the federal government to decide what you can eat, what you can do, not just the federal lunch program, the feds deciding what kids can eat. That's already happening. I've got cop program has cab drivers helping local police. I've tried to cover a lot of news today, and I haven't even scratched the surface, but I'm attempting to. We're going to go to your calls here in a moment. I first want to tell folks that this can be used, all this open corruption and tyranny, can be used as a big wake-up call, and people are upset right now. I talked to my aunt who lives in East Texas yesterday, and she said that the meter reader was talking about me to her, just out of the blue, and how he's awake. And then she was in a town nearby at Walmart, only place in the country to shop. And two women randomly came up to her in separate events, talking basically about the New World Order and the takeover that was happening. And she didn't ask him, are you an Alex Jones listener? They probably weren't. The point is, it was just yesterday, just spontaneously, people running around upset. I mean, that's a gauge of how awake people are starting to get. So, it took time for folks to build momentum against the New World Order 20 years ago, but they planted the seeds that grew into what we see today, the mighty oak. Never before have people's minds been more fertile to be unlocked and to find out the truth of the planet and who's really running things and just how dire the situation is. Never before. So I'm going to ask the listeners to not procrastinate. You may have handed out Endgame, Terror Storm, Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception. and it woke a lot of people up. Keep handing it out. And buy the two new films that also financially supports us that are available at InfoWars.com. Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. You can watch the trailer, read the synopsis. It's about the shadow government, how the New World Order takes over countries through roundtable and front groups, what the globalists are into, their mindset, the eugenics, the staged terror, all the latest info, incredible interviews. Find out more at InfoWars.com. Pre-order it, ships April 15th. And we're releasing two films in the same month, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Proves the FEMA camps are real, proves the NORTHCOM takeover system, the torture, the underwear bomber false flag, the Hardin, Montana situation, the G20 police attacking peaceful populations using sound cannons, how they were federalized. It's got great music from Shooter Jennings. It is definitely the best of my four Police State films. I haven't made a Police State film in close to 8 years, 7.5 years. And it debunks Glenn Beck, covering up the FEMA cams, all of it, on DVD. When you get both DVDs together, you get a $5 discount as the films come out. Infowars.com, or you can write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. You can also get Jesse Ventura's book discounted and get a free film with it right now. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I've done 2 hours, 40 minutes here and haven't thanked any of the sponsors. I want to tell you about some of the great sponsors that I believe in that I think you should check out. Number one, MySolarBackup.com. If you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on, if so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time. Start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Plug-and-play solar generators are available from our great sponsor, Solutions from Science. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electric power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to get a free information packet or mysolarbackup.com. That is one word. One other sponsor I want to tell you about is Supernatural Silver. Are you prepared for a disaster should that strike at work or at home? Planning for unexpected disasters is essential for you and those you care about. The new Silver Solution is an important tool to help you arm yourself for any emergency. It's got a patent. Go read all that information at SupernaturalSilver.com to see all the ways you can use this amazing product. They've actually gone and gotten medical approval. This is a big outfit. From first aid to water purification, everything in between, the new Silver Solution, what you need in any crisis, go to SupernaturalSilver.com or check out the banner on InfoWars.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. And I know the callers have been on hold, but I want the callers to wake up right now. And we're going to go to your callers one after the other. Then we got Paul Watson popping in for about 10 minutes. In the next hour, I'm going to blitz through all this other news that we have here today. And guys, I was looking through my stacks during the break. It was an InfoWars.com article about the TSA to be secret police in America. Will you print that for me again? Thank you. So I want to get into that. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Thanks for holding. Stan in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I just got through listening to you reading about the simplification of the healthcare program. If you understand history, this is the same exact plan that Adolf Hitler implemented in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, his first takeover was government-run health care, euthanasia, health rationing, total control, and this is it.
Yes, Alex. What they did was they got rid of the mentally retarded imbeciles, and what they did with the mentally retarded children, they put them on a drug called Limonol, and they put it in their tea to sedate them, and what it did, it put these kids in a coma and they killed them, Alex. And you said they wanted to ration health care to the elderly. They have to get rid of anybody that's non-productive in this country.
Yeah, first they get you domesticated. They take your money, make you dependent on them, then they kill you with the control. This has all been stated. It's all true.
Our next crisis, Alex, I believe, rising on the horizon, and I believe it's going to happen. They never have touched on Social Security. You have 44 million socially independent people that live on Social Security. And, Alex, they're going to collapse it.
And that's the plan, and then give you watered-down, horrible government health care and the bioethicist boards. I had what Wesley Smith on, Wall Street Journal writer, many times, and he covered Mr. Wendland's case and others where people are paralyzed neck down and are under government care, and they dehydrate you and kill you as you beg for water and food. I mean, people don't know that the police have been torturing for decades under pain compliance. They don't know they're already euthanizing and killing people. The media never covers the cases where they can talk and are begging. You know, they covered Terri Schiavo because they could act like she was in a coma and try to sell the idea. That's why that case got so big in the media. In fact, pull up Wesley Smith, Wall Street Journal articles about, and he also wrote a best-selling book about, I mean, this list, the hundreds of names that he just covered where they murder people. We're not making this up, folks. And you've got Tom Daschle that wrote the bill writing a book about old people above 60 have a duty to die. You're not going to get eye surgery. You're not going to get health care. You're going to get watered down crap. Anything else, Stan?
Yes, anybody that's non-productive, you're correct, Alex. That's who they want to get rid of. Limit the health care, get rid of the cancer, you know, because it's costing the government a lot of people that are, you know, are on Medicare.
It's in there that the government decides what treatment you get.
And who dies.
I mean, you're not going to get anything free from the government, folks. That's what people need to understand. This, how many times have they been caught lying? How much evil have they been caught? Putting cancer virus in over 200 million injections of the polio vaccine. I mean, that's mainstream news. Why do you think cancer is as common as the common cold now? I mean, they've gotten away with poison in the water. Why not? Stan, I appreciate your call. Stephen in Florida, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple things I just wanted to cover real quick. First of all, I just moved here not too long ago in Florida from out in Houston, Texas, and I had to deal with my sister who was living with my mom. She was being very abusive. So in the process, my sister called the sheriff on me five times just to try and make herself look good. Well, anyway, I got her out of here, but what I wanted to mention was one of the times that these sheriffs came out, they actually told me that this was my mother's fault for letting her move in. And I'm telling you, Alex, the look on this guy's face, he would have fit in real well with that group that was at the G20 in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's the problem. A lot of cops now, when they come to your house for something, they end up arresting you for something else. They're looking for trouble.
Right. And yesterday I was at the store shopping, and I was talking to a guy working there about what you had gone over about this health care bill and listening to what you had gone over yesterday like you did today and reading the article that's on there with the 20 points. And anyway, this woman overheard me talking to him, and she goes, well, shouldn't you just wait and see how it's going to all turn out before you start commenting on it? And she goes, have you read all 2,800 pages? I said, no, man, but I've seen enough that I know that this is something that's going to totally bankrupt our system.
Well, I mean, hold on for people watching on TV or on the radio. We went over it with the sections of the bill. We have them in little I mean, when I tell you there's a national ID card and the IRS is going to be in your bank account and be able to take your money, I mean, I read from the bill itself. It's not like I'm just here saying this. I mean, I just read the AP where it doesn't cover people with pre-existing conditions. Oopsie, wasn't in the bill.
Well, I had a lady come over to my mom's house yesterday that does her hair, and I showed her parts of the Obama deception last time she was here, and she's pretty on board with that. But her husband's an Obama supporter, and he's a local fireman. And so I told her I'm going to send her a link so she can, you know, have him watch it, but I also online, but I also told her to go to the website and purchase a copy for him. But his response when she was just sharing the little bit she saw was, oh, so you've drank the Kool-Aid, huh? And I'm thinking, no, she's not the one that's drank the Kool-Aid, dude. You know, it's unfortunate that these people are reacting this way, but, you know, that's why we've got our work cut out for us.
Well, good job for taking care of your mama. Yeah, that's one thing about being an immoral society where they encourage people to just warehouse their parents, not knowing that's going to happen to them, is that there is so much abuse of older people by their filthy children. We are a demonic country. I mean, and the demonic are taking over. There's still a lot of good people in this nation. But if you don't take care of your parents, you're the scum of the earth. Look what happened in Germany and Russia. Those people were a lot more moral and hardworking than Americans are today. And look what they did. Look what people go along with. It isn't just the healthcare takeover. It's everything. It's they're evil. They're bad. And you're only alive once, and we're only in this place in history one time. All of you out there need to have a gut check. You need to get up off your hind ends, research the claims we've made here, find out it's true for yourself, and then make a decision. You can't just passively go along with it but say you're against it. You got to take action against it. Rick in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, love the show. Look, I wanted to talk about this health care bill. This is the worst legislation ever because it's just going to open the floodgates for the next big bombshell that they're going to throw on the American people, which is, and they don't care how many people don't like it, which is full amnesty. That's coming next. That's going to be the big one.
No, they've said that. They're going to try to pass amnesty, total open border, and in it is a national worker ID. They just give it to all the illegals, but then they're also exempt. That's in the health care bill, that we have to have a medical ID card from the government and the IRS, but the illegals are exempt. I read the subsection. It's the same thing here. If illegals want it, they can have it. It'll be selectively enforced, but citizens have to have the worker ID card.
That's right. And as soon as they announce that this amnesty is going to go through, we're going to get flooded with illegals. How they think they're going to keep them out. You think there's a lot here now? There's going to be a whole lot more.
Which further bankrupts things. They want, the government is about to go bankrupt. That is the goal.
That's exactly right. And here in Georgia, they announced late last year that we already have real ID cards. They said that there was so much security in these new driver's licenses that everyone would get by January 31st. So that's done come and gone. Everyone in Georgia will be getting these new cars. They said there's so much security in them that the state didn't even know.
Yeah, let's be clear, because they're under the Real ID Act, it federalizes your IDs. So you'll have to have that to travel. It's a hemispheric ID. It's under UN, North American Union parameters publicly. And then you're going to have your medical ID cards attached to your bank account and your amnesty card. But the illegals, they're all exempt. I read from the bill.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper, more than 30,000 products. Yes, 30,000. And 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all online at TacTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. TacTown Gear personnel has more than 25 years experience in military and LE, so you'll be dealing with hardcore pros. Call today, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTOWNGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Representative Dingell saying we have to control the people. That's what the health care bill is all about. I don't think this guy can even control his bowels, but he wants to control our lives. That was one comment I saw on the Bret Hart website. You got to laugh at some of this stuff. I also want to get into Mother Furious after in-school clinic sets up teen's abortion. I'm going to cover that next hour, too. I'm going to cover that next hour. There's just so much here, but I want to continue taking your phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Connecticut. You're on the air, George.
Hi, Alex. I had some ideas. I think that these criminal families at the top of 13 top families or whatever number of families they are at the top of this pyramid that are pulling this stuff, why not have turn this upside down on them? If they collapse the dollar, that if they want socialism, let's have real socialism. Let's go after the 5% at the top, everything they own, the oil reserves, the land they own, the gold reserves.
Well, the top 5%, people that make $150,000 a year are in the 4 and 5 percentile. You want the top 99999 because that top, you know, 1 out of 10,000 people, they have most of the wealth.
Well, I thought there was a larger percentage there, but idea I had, yeah, I thought it was a larger percentage. Maybe it's 1% or 2%, whatever they call it, but I thought maybe it's larger.
No, when Obama says we're taxing the top 2%, that's people over $125,000 a year or couples $250,000. They're in the top two. I mean, not most Americans don't even make $50,000. If you're making $100,000, you're in the top 5%, folks.
Didn't even realize it. See, I'm in Connecticut, and you're almost poor. I mean, you're literally poor if you're under $50,000. I'm not getting the cost of
living. Hey, in Manhattan, if you're making $100,000 a year, you're poor. In San Francisco, you need $100,000 a year. That's very well, you know, middle class in Texas because of the cost of living. Because wherever you got big government, there's a high cost of living.
Another quick idea I had as a brainstormer. If they try to collapse the dollar, why not tell all the states they unite under a new united front and don't let any federal tax? And what they do with the excess tax that they don't use for their own deficits or situation, but they buy gold and silver and refloat a currency that has a silver certificate of some sort. That way, then they get all they screw up the bankers who think that they have.
Well, look, I'll go one further, George in Connecticut. We need to identify the private banking families as the criminals, as the mafia. That's all they are, is a mafia that controls the banks and the issuance of currency and credit. No wonder we're in so much trouble. Identify them as the enemy, and they've committed all sorts of crimes, not saying where the trillions are, and arrest a couple thousand of these people. We've got all the evidence, and arrest the people that staged 9/11, and we could turn this around. The problem is there's so many crooks right beneath them that if you do that, they'll normally arrest the crooks above them. The communists and fascists always do this, and just take over the system. I mean, I figure you could charge over 100,000 people at the highest levels of government and corporate America and globalist. 100,000 of them, send them to prison. I mean, we just arrest their stinking butts. We've got the evidence. Give them a trial. But see, they control the courts. But if we identify them as the enemy, it could end up like Ceausescu's Romania. And that's my whole point. The government wants us to have a fight with the police and the military. No, we wake them up. Then we arrest the top 1% of 1,000. You understand?
Right.
But you do it through due process. You don't have a French Revolution with guillotines. I appreciate your call. And then 500,000 people got killed. And then if somebody wanted your wife and you were poor, they killed you. Because a group of criminals came in and did that. We want to have an orderly restoration of the Republic and the arrest of the criminal revolutionaries that have taken over our government.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, transforming the TSA into a military intelligence operation. And that dovetails with my article about police around the country being trained for martial law and checkpoints. In fact, I moved that article. Will you guys reprint that law enforcement article I had? Because that ties in to all this other news I have. We're also going to get into public schools taking your 10, 12, 13, 14-year-old daughters without your authorization for abortions. It's coming out all over the news. It's in the health care bill. I'm going to get more into some of the most important parts of the health care bill. And next on the criminals' agenda running our country, their move to have total amnesty for the illegal aliens and to pass the global carbon tax initiative under treaty. And that's in the health care bill. Over and over again, it says to comply with UN mandates to take over our lives. So that is all coming up. Paul Watson joins us in the next segment for what's happening with TSA in the U.S. and their counterparts in England, videotaping people in the body scanner, saving it, laughing at people, commenting on women's breasts. I've seen it on the news where they all smile and get a good-looking woman in there and look at her naked body. It's all part of an act of humiliation. But right now, let's go back to your call. Steve in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thank you very much for your show.
Thank you.
I'm a disabled Vietnam veteran. And what they do to us up at the VA hospital, there was a time there every time I would come into the VA hospital to be treated, I would have four or five police officers called to the rescue because I was a danger patient and I'm in a wheelchair.
Well, I mean, we've seen the horrors, people dying of maggot infestations. This is the one area where government did run health care, and look how bad it was.
Well, it's just the way they run things here. You know, I haven't had any drugs since 73 in my system, and I had a nurse up there that was always giving me a hard time, you know, and she would make me take these urine tests to see if there was any illegal drugs in my system, you know. I haven't had a beer in 25 years, you know what I mean? And one day I was there and I had to take a test because she was holding a prescription in her hand and then a urine bottle in the other hand. If I peed in the bottle, I got my prescriptions. If I didn't, the four or five police officers would give me a bad time, you know. And one incident that happened, I went and I took a urine test. I got my went to get my prescription, and she told me I had to take another urine test. I told her I just did take a test. She says, "Well, I don't believe you. You got to take another test." So I'm not going to argue with her because I really need my pain medicine, you know. And I waited for the report to come back because over the past 5-10 years, all the reports come back negative. Well, that day, I took two urine tests, okay? I was in the hospital 18 hours to get a bottle of pain pills. 18 hours. Can you believe that? And I waited for the test to come back. One test come back negative, and the other test come back hot. Now, how could that possibly be?
Well, it's all about bureaucracy. It's all about contracts with private companies. Remember last year, in fact, I covered that article yesterday, Obama wanted veterans to have to buy their own insurance. They hate you. You can't pay them taxes anymore. They want you dead. They're eugenicists. They think human beings are garbage. The world only belongs to them.
Well, I told them, I says, if this is the kind of life that I have to live, I don't want to come here and fight and be afraid to come here. I don't want to live at all. They tried to lock me up in a you know, institution that I was depressed and going to commit suicide. You know, and it took me almost, I had to file motions in federal court for harassment before they finally stopped.
Well, they're putting most veterans now on PTSD list, and you can't buy guns, even though there's no law saying because some government quack psychiatrist says you're mentally ill, they just still label you basically as a terrorist, and you lose your Second Amendment. News blitzes, Paul Watson, and a lot more coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Genesis. Infowars.com is the website.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Congressman Hoyer and others are whining and saying they're getting death threats. Their children are getting death threats. People don't like it that they're going to fund killing other babies. They're victims. Democratic offices have been attacked around the country. 9 times out of 10, they catch people painting swastikas on their own dorms, putting the N-word up. I bet most of this is made-up lies. But yeah, you got 300 million Americans, 80% in the polls. It was 70 a week or two ago, are against it. They're always getting threats. I get threats as a radio talk show host every week, sometimes every day. Am I up here whining about it? Oh, the poor victims. Oh, they're a bunch of criminal, treacherous traitors, and they know it, and they know this lets the IRS take over your life and take your bank account and tax your medical savings accounts. I mean, I went over it earlier. This is so bad. And I showed listeners here on air the actual bill where it talks about national ID card, but the illegal aliens are exempt from the national medical ID card. And now they say amnesty and the carbon tax, because they want to bankrupt the country. They want to get you under their control. They want to drive you into submission. In fact, I've got this clip of Congressman Dingell I want to play right now. This is a clip of Congressman Dingell on a radio show yesterday saying we've got to control the people. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is all about controlling the people. Shocking audio of Dingell. You know what goes with the word Dingell. Let's go ahead and play it. You got to love these computers. You got to love these computers. That's why we want to save the clips. That's why we get in here early in the morning to save them to the computer and not play them off the web. But again, I'm bad. I've just got to sit here on air and not have this, but that's fine. That's fine. We'll try to play that for people a little bit later in the show. Okay. Look at this article. Transforming TSA into a military intelligence operation. Obama's nominee to head the Transportation Security Administration told Congress on Tuesday he wants U.S. airport security to more closely resemble security at Israeli airports. Total tyranny. Checkpoints, you name it. On top of the naked body scanners, on top of being put on no-fly list for no reason. And he went on to say they want to deploy this nationwide into the cities. And last week I played video from Homeland Security where they show mobile 18-wheeler trailers to be at concerts, football games, everywhere, and at checkpoints to randomly put you through interrogation under a brain scanner and a naked body scanner and ask you if you're a terrorist. This is actually going on. And now the Houston police are training to set up checkpoints with orders to kill any resistors. We have that article up on Infowars.com. And a month ago, we put a story together out of BBC television clip that the Drudge Report linked to up at PrisonPlanet.com, where a popular TV movie star in England went through the naked body scanner. The women recorded his genitals and had him sign it. And that's now been confirmed. Well, now out of England, this isn't the guy 2 weeks ago that got arrested in Boston, Logan. He was a TSA naked body scanner. Reportedly had sex with a 14-year-old girl. This isn't the guy a month before that told a girl in the TSA, I'm going to bust you if you don't become my sex slave. It's not the guy that got arrested who went crazy and said, I'm God at LAX. It's not the guy that made the woman drink her own breast milk. It's not the lady that made the woman take the rings out of her breast with pliers. It's not the people harassing folks that have metal prosthesis. No, airport worker perv over a woman's naked body image said, quote, I love gigantic bleepers. And it turns out she's an airport worker who had to go through the naked body scanner. And incident proves once again that detailed images of genitals are visible And these are the people who will be leering over your naked children. And joining us from England, where this happened, the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, Paul Joseph Watson, journalist, to break this down. Paul Joseph Watson, airport worker pervs over woman in body scanner. I love those gigantic bleepers. Paul Watson, break down what's happening here.
Hello, Alex. Good to be back.
Good to have you.
Yeah, what's happening is these scanners were hastily justified and introduced with primarily three guarantees from the government, and this was the same in the US as it was in the UK. And these guarantees, these promises, were all designed to pacify dissent and prevent people from getting het up about what these body scanners could do. The number one was, they said the body scanners don't show detailed images of genitalia. And we were shown through the media these images of amorphous matchstick men, as if those were the images produced by the scanners. Now, even before the scanners were introduced, the creators, the makers of the scanners in Germany and Australia said outright, the scanners don't work properly if you blur out sensitive images of the body. And German security advisor Hans-Detlef Dau, who was a representative for one of the companies who made the scanners, said that they do show, this is a quote, show intimate piercings, catheters, and the form of breasts and penises. You had images on the TSA's own website, examples of images produced by the scanners, and they clearly show that genitals are visible. Now you have this incident today, not to mention the one last month, which Heathrow denied. The Indian film star never recanted. And now at the same airport again, you've got this airport security official taking images of his colleague, 29-year-old woman, going through the scanner, perving over it, leering over it, and saying, you know, as he said, I love these gigantic bleepers. So it proves that the claim they don't show details of genitalia is yet another example of mass public deception, which was foisted upon us to get these scanners hastily introduced. Number two, they said the scanners could not store and send images. Again, a complete lie. The Electronic Privacy Information Center has got the documents from the schematics of the scanners that show that you can create an administrative level which allows you to send and store the images, and they're now presenting that information in court. So again, another proven lie by the government. Number three, they said that the scanners would be operated, and this was guaranteed by the UK Transport Secretary, Lord Adonis, they would be operated by well-trained and professional security staff who wouldn't abuse them.
And they're saying there's no problem with this, Paul. The AP reports, as well as AFP, warning for man accused over airport breast x-ray, no big deal. But if people want to read the full details, it's at prisonplanet.com. But, I mean, think about this. Laptops watching kids that the government, federal government, pays schools to give them when they're at home, watching the parents in their bedrooms over the laptops, face scanning cameras everywhere, mobile TSA trucks going out, now to be a new domestic law enforcement federal police. They're recording these images. How do they record them to save them for the news media? Now it's admitted in internal documents that the genitals is what they look at to make sure it's focused. Just like when you have a camera focusing on somebody's face, you make sure the cracks at the edges of their eyes, their crow's feet are visible. That's part of it, and that they do record the images, and they do save them, and it's really a biometric scan of the body now going in courthouses. And the Chicago Tribune, in fact, dig that article out. I had it here in my stack. Here it is. The Chicago Tribune reports, TSA says eventually, headline, body scans eventually mandatory, TSA official says. England's already announced they're now mandatory. They will record your wife and children. And by the way, now let's talk about your girlfriend slash fiance who's too shy to come on the show. again, first take your shoes off, open your laptop up, let us touch you. Now, and I've seen it on the news, we have clips of it, they grab the breasts, they squeeze them, they grab your testicles on the television, they squeeze them. On the news they show this. Women grab men grab women. And of course perverts are flocking and getting busted constantly raping children on the side because this is where you get to squeeze women's breasts. Perverts, you know, want to force it. Men want the women to want them. But these are perverts, and literally, what happened to your girlfriend?
Well, I mean, that's the case. Airport security attracts perverts like, you know, excrement attracts flies. Half the time my girlfriend goes through airport security, she is treated in a manner that would constitute sexual harassment in any other context. What they've done to make people accept the body scanners is to make the other option, you know, the pat down. In Britain, you don't even get an alternative option if they ask you to go through the scanner. But in other countries with the pat down, they've merely made the pat down about 1,000 times more intrusive than it was before.
And I've seen this on the news. They grab each breast and squeeze, and then they go rub underneath them, and then they stick their hand right up between and just, let me make sure those are testicles, or let me make sure that's a woman there. Yeah, I like this job. I mean, this is so sick, Paul. I mean, again, it's an act of psychological warfare, an act of submission to make sure we fully capitulate. And now they want to take blood at DMVs to get driver's license. It's now federal law under executive order that has not been implemented. Stay there. Let's talk about it more. What it's like for your girlfriend to fly, to travel, and they're just waiting because she's good looking. They're just waiting, saying, oh, I mean, imagine the Nazis were squeezing women's breasts and grabbing men's genitals. Oh, those dirty Nazis. But they do it in the U.S. and England, all for the perverts.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know, my wife's always wanting to fly places, and I just said, look, we're going to have to, when I do take a vacation, rent an RV or something, we can't ever go to the Caribbean with the kids, we can't ever fly. I physically cannot watch my son and my two daughters with big fat perverts naked body scanning them and groping their genitals. I mean, I just can't do it. And it's like, oh, that's abnormal, that's terrorist. It's all psychological training. They admit it is. They brag about it. What is it like for your girlfriend when she flies around places for business, Paul? And I mean, is it making her not want to fly? And does it anger you to know that your woman has these perverts having their way with her?
Well, it's not just sexual groping. Going back to the pat-downs, it's literally torture light. When she went through the security at Zurich Airport, weeks ago, she said it physically hurt her when they were doing this squeezing and groping. So it's gone even beyond sexual perversion. It's like pain compliance. It's like something the corrupt cops would do with tasers. But another instance, we went through Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport last year after getting back from China, which in comparison with UK and US airports is like nirvana. They treat you nice, you get straight through. We got to Paris, Charles de Gaulle. We had to spend £1,000 to buy our tickets again because we were a security threat because we wanted to get through into the area before you get on the plane, about 5 hours before the plane actually took off. So we were a security threat. We gave them £1,000 to get new tickets and suddenly we weren't a security threat. But we get through to security. She goes through before me. So I get to the other side and I expect her to be right next to me. But they've stopped her, bearing in mind she's gone through the metal detector. She's gone through the pat-down. Her bag has gone through the scanner. And these Air France employees are rifling through her bag while making sexually lewd comments about, oh, you're attractive, I like to go out with you. And that's just another instance. So every time she goes through an airport, she gets sexually harassed. Now, what seems to happen is that, you know, even if you believe Arab terrorists are running around everywhere that aren't federal informants, their main targets for airport security are attractive women and old men in wheelchairs that particularly get off on harassing and humiliating old men in wheelchairs.
And by the way, I even have a CBS News report that we posted up at prisonplanet.com earlier in the week where they admit that. And some and the reports with the cop's kid, the handicapped kid who couldn't walk, they made him get up and walk and he was falling down and they were screaming at him. Again, they're telling him to drive us into submission. It's the same all over the West. They admit it is a psychological warfare operation.
Yeah, the clip in the article today shows the old man in the wheelchair. He gets his pants pulled down to his ankles during the pat-down.
And he said, why are you doing this? And the woman goes, I have power!
Yeah, well,
I have power! I have power!
While beating her chest like some kind of demented silverback ape. And as you mentioned before, other TSA agents are being caught on coke binges screaming, I am God, I am God. There was the case with the guy caught molesting the teenage girl. These things happen every single week. There was the case where they took the guy and got his email password and started reading his emails. They're all thugs and they're all attracted to this control freak sexual perversion, and airport security allows them to express that. Whereas in the UK, people who take photographs of their own fully clothed children in shopping malls are approached and harassed by police and charged with being accused of being suspected paedophiles. So, you know, ogling naked kids is okay if you're in a position of authority, but if you want to take a photograph of your own child on a ride, then you're a paedophile.
Or if you take a photo of your daughter in a swimsuit when she's 5, they arrested the member of the military because his wife mailed it to him. I mean, it's just, again, it is a criminal government. They're recruiting more and more scum, and they now go, we have a criminal government, move against the population. And now we have the videos and the news releases. Nimmo wrote a story about it today, transforming TSA into a military intelligence operation. Says they're tracking everybody's cell phones now when you come in by name without asking you. The British government admits they're doing that, too. They're searching everyone. They're putting them on list for no reason. They're just totally controlling everything. And now it's going to go mobile all over Europe and the United States, England and Canada. I mean, this is a criminal group, and they're training citizens to line up and be frisked and squeezed and searched. They're training the cops and the TSA goons to do it. Paul Watson, God bless you. Appreciate you coming on. You know, I don't fly now with my family because of this, but now I won't be able to drive. Then they want to come do home inspections. We're here to squeeze your breast.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The next stop that we make will be right.
We have had three previous video contests, and I'd say on average we get about 350 or more entries each time, so millions of views on YouTube.
Don't you know that it's time?
But we've only gotten in the last couple weeks a couple entries. We normally get a whole bunch early. It's kind of freaking me out. We got three prizes, $15,000 total. First prize, $10,000. First prize, $10,000. Second prize, $3,000. Third prize, $2,000. Three different contests. You want a solution to this? This won't save the world, but it's another blow against the globalist. We want to see your creativity put out there in different ways to show people the naked body scanners are to be mandatory. They're going to be on the roads. They're going to be mobile. You can take it right off the news where they, with a straight face, show them at all the major airports grabbing women's breasts, and they wrench around them in a circle. They go, nyeh! And then they reach up and grab your testicles. I mean, this is not happening to me. They put me over to the side for more screening. No, no, no. Keep your hands off that, pal. Okay? Women have to have permission, and no man's ever touched that. Never even had a medical exam. I guess in football, they did. They do that cough thing to see if you have a hernia. I guess that's not true. But you're not my football coach, and so you're not doing that. Do you understand? I mean, this is insane. This is insane. But if they can break your will and make you to submit to that, they can be invasive. Bill Clinton signed an executive order to take blood samples to get a driver's license. Now they've got federal grants for warrantless checkpoints taking blood all over the country. This is serious business. I want to get into solutions for a few minutes and then get into the whole abortion issue in this country and how it ties into the government takeover of healthcare and some more phone calls. But listen, InfoWars has officially launched the Naked Body Scanner protest. And there's banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, rotating banners. If they're not there when you first go to the site, hit refresh. This is a $10,000 prize, and it can be a protest or a stunt that's legal, a demonstration, a video, whatever it is. It's got to be a video. Send it to contest@InfoWars.com. The field's wide open. Second prize, $3,000, is posting flyers against the naked body scanners and the TSA, wherever it's legal and lawful, videotaping it and posting it on YouTube. Third prize, going and finding stuff where I've predicted things that have happened from YouTube and Google, all those clips, and putting a video together on that. That's $15,000. Google InfoWars officially launches Naked Body Scanner Protest. It'll pull up the contest rules if you can't find the link on InfoWars or Prison Planet, and get involved in this now. Now, I'm sure we'll just get a whole bunch close to the end, because we've had three other contests, and once we didn't get too many entries, and then a bunch came in the last week. But this one, it's almost dead. And so that's good for, I guess, those of you out there who don't want to be up against a bunch of competition. But everybody wins by making a video exposing these cretins. Okay. And this is becoming mandatory on the highways to get into sports stadiums. We have the Homeland Security training videos, brain scanners, recording your naked body biometrically. It's incredible. Watson, you wanted to stay on, which is a rarity. Watson always wants to get off to something else he's working on. He's a real workhorse here. But you wanted to talk about your ideas for solutions.
Well, yeah. The fact is we're really getting some momentum on this. Because historically it's been proven that strip searches are illegal, even for criminals. And yet we're being told our children are going to be subjected to
And
it.
We got Idaho trying to pass a law against it in their state. We've got congressmen speaking out. We've got airline executives saying it's killing air travel, which is exactly what the government wants, implode the economy. This is very unpopular. This is bold, though. Why shouldn't the criminals in government try it to see if they can get away with it? If they don't try, they'll never succeed. We've got to try and have victory against them.
But here's the big news that came out today. New York City, $33 million settlement in a class action lawsuit that found the strip searches conducted in New York City jails over an eight-year period from 1999 to 2007. This is strip searches done on criminals, petty criminals nonetheless, but criminals. Those strip searches today have been found to be completely illegal, and New York City must pay $33 million to the victims in a class action lawsuit settlement. So that's the way to go, if people start filing lawsuits over this, because it's provably criminal. I did a brief research.
And then the feds will just blow up another airplane, as they were caught trying to do on Christmas Day. For those that don't know, the FBI admits they were ordered to help him get on the plane, everything. This is all on record now, but it's been buried in a few major newspapers. But the Undersecretary of State admits all this. It's all fake, folks. The radical Muslims are funded by the CIA in every major case, unless it's a provocateur action. New York Post, defense says New York synagogue bomb plot was Fed's idea. They promised a guy dying of liver failure a liver if he would just talk about how he was planning it. It's totally staged.
And the State Department ordered the underwear bomber to be on the plane. From top to bottom, that was staged. If you look at who owns the naked body scanner companies, there are some very interesting connections there in regard to how it was a well-dressed Indian man that helped him on the plane. The major body scanner manufacturer is owned by Indian billionaires, just a coincidence, I'm sure. But there's that lawsuit class action settlement today. There's also, as you mentioned, people need to lobby their local government to pass legislation like Idaho already has that makes Homeland Security prove there's no health threats from the body scanners, which major global radiation bodies have, you know, openly stated that pregnant women shouldn't go through them. The risks are there, and they have to prove otherwise before they can go in the state at Idaho.
Well, so Watson, you're going to continue to cover this, and you've got the key article about them grabbing women's breast and then videotaping it, body scanning it, and laughing about it, and how the government's saying, this is okay, this is good, this is our guys deserve to have some fun with your women. And your children. And we don't care if it violates child porn laws in England and the U.S. We're the government. We're God. The feds trying to set the precedent. There is no rights for their federal police force to then be on the streets and do this to everyone. This was announced in Congress yesterday. We've told you for months this was coming. We also have the Homeland Security video. It's all at PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you so much, Watson.
Thanks, Alex.
Okay, look, in the first, second, and third hour, I did nothing but take calls and cover the entire health care bill. I mean, I almost don't want to cover anything but this because the media keeps lying about what's really in it. It's worse than what the Republicans say. The IRS taxes your health care. The IRS taxes your savings accounts. The IRS controls your bank account. They're going to give you a medical ID and they're allowed to take money out whenever they want. I mean, this is so insane. But separately, they signed an executive order saying you can't have abortion funds. They're already doing abortion funds with federal grants to hospitals and clinics. And as Ron Paul said on Fox 2 days ago, and they even have a federal term for it, the federal money goes in, and then they have money that they were going to spend on something else other than abortion at the hospital or clinic. They then move that money over to the abortion and pay for the other stuff with the federal money. It's nothing but a shell game, and it's all on record. And all the bishops and others have come out and exposed this. But I want to get into something that's been happening since Roe v. Wade, but it's now getting attention. It's so illegal. You've got to have a permission slip to go to the zoo when you're in school or to go to the planetarium, but not to have the school tell your child to have an abortion. They secretly say, don't tell your parents. We'll take you over to the clinic and give you an abortion with the clinics they have in the schools. This is out of KOMO. Seattle, Washington TV. It's also in the Seattle Times. Mother furious after in-school clinic sets up teen abortion. The mother of Ballard High School student is fuming after the health center on campus helped facilitate her daughter's abortion during school hours. The mother, whom KOMO News has chosen to identify only as Jill, said the clinic kept the information confidential. When she signed a consent form, Jill figured it meant 15-year-old could go to the Ballard Teen Health Center located inside the high school for an earache, a sports physician, or even birth control, but not for help terminating a pregnancy. She took a pregnancy test at school at the teen health center. Nowhere in the paperwork does it mention abortion or facilitating abortion. Well, you don't tell the scum parents. They're just to provide like eggs, like a hen to the state. Jill says her daughter, a pro-life advocate, was given a pass, put in a taxi, and sent off to have an abortion during school hours, all without her family knowing. We had no idea this was being facilitated on campus, she said. They just told her that if she concealed it from her family, that it would be free of charge and no financial responsibility. So they work to keep it secret from your family. And this is standard procedure with these murdering scum. This is incredible. Folks, this is what this is really all about. And are people going to refuse to pay income taxes now? We built the country without them. When you're paying for abortion. Are you going to put up with this? I heard pro-lifers on local radio this morning not arguing with the host that Travis County pays for abortions in schools with taxpayer money and doesn't tell the parents. That's on record. That passed last year. But you pro-lifers are living in la-la land. You have no idea what's going on, most of you. And I want to bring up a real pro-lifer who's been arrested on city property in Dallas on a sidewalk with many others. He's gone to court over it. And I wanted to get Daryl Rundis, a pastor, I wanted to get his take on his view of Christians in this country. The government is criminal and has declared war on the people. It's totally lawless. The way this bill was passed was lawless. Daryl Rundis, good to have you on with us.
Hey, great to be here, Alex. Thanks for having me.
So give us your take on the story I just covered and the bill.
Well, I tell you, you're absolutely right. In fact, there's a new movie coming out called Blood Money, and it's all about what you're just talking about, government-funded abortions and how it may be illegal to give your kid an aspirin at a public school, but they can go and get them an abortion without your permission. Isn't that amazing?
Continue.
Well, the bottom line is, Alex, and I heard you talking about earlier today, how we all just need to get on our knees and repent, and that truly is the case. In fact, I was just reading this morning in 2 Thessalonians where the Bible clearly says, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day won't come until the great falling away comes. And he's talking in reference to the Antichrist and the one world government and so on. And, you know, that's why we see so much apathy and so much pathetic behavior among those who call themselves Christians. It's part of the great falling away. It's part of that great cup of delusion that God has poured out upon the people who won't.
And the system is scientifically pushing for more and more and more, squeezing women's breasts, videotaping your children's naked bodies with the scanners, knocking on your door asking to see your guns, training your kids to tattle on you. I've read those passages in the Bible, maybe you can pull up the verse, where it says your children will be set against you by the government. You know, in every culture, the government always seeks to kill kids.
They're going to turn everything on its head. That's exactly what we see. We see a government that's not of, by, and for the people. It's not, you know, a country that's the home of the free and you know, or land of the free, home of the brave. It's more of land of the slave. And people are living in an invisible prison. We have had the wool pulled over our eyes. Incrementally, they continually increase. In fact, as our forefathers stated in the Declaration of Independence, until such time as the long train of abuses become intolerable, people will tolerate it. They will continue to put up with it, and I believe, and that's why I'm almost happy that they were so arrogant in passing this health care bill, because I think it was the great wake-up call. It certainly was for me. Let me just share something kind of private with you and make it public for everybody. But, man, I've had you and many other celebrities and TV people say, Daryl, you need to start a radio show. You got to start a radio show. You got to start a radio show. And honestly, Alex, I continue to put it off. Because, man, I've worked 20 years, 120 hours a week, building a big company so I could sell it. And
you've started national Christian television shows and have a huge bio.
And I know what that commitment is. because I have had that experience. I know you're talking. I know the kind of time you're putting in. I know the kind of sacrifice you're making. I know the kind of attack that you're constantly subjected to from all kinds of areas. You get it from both sides. You get it from Christians. You get it from non-Christians. You get it from, you know, all kinds of people. And so, to be honest with you, I thought I could sit on the sidelines, satisfied in my own success, protecting my own family and my own things, and kind of get unplugged from the system. But take the National ID Act in this health care bill. The simple fact of the matter is, you now are mandated to have health care, but you can't get health care until you take the National ID Act. So that means if you don't want a National ID card with an RFID chip to track you wherever you go, then you're going to get fined. And who's going to come knocking on your door with their guns and masks?
And so the reason I wanted to have you on today is because I've told you, Daryl, to start a radio show, and you said, no, I want to support you, and you've donated and really helped us. No, we need more voices, more people, more prominent, well-spoken, successful salesmen like yourself and others to go out and sell freedom and the truth. We need more people attacking the New World Order from every angle. And let me just show people this so they understand. U.S. citizens may need national ID card for work. That's now in the amnesty bill. But in this bill, it says illegal aliens are exempt in the health care bill, page 65, section B.I., it says you must have a digital national ID card to get your health care, even if you have your own insurance. It says they can implement this however they want, but the illegal aliens are exempt from it.
Of course. Isn't that standard? I mean, you know, what should we expect, especially as Christians? And one reason I am a Christian is because I know the Bible's true. It's accurate. I've studied it. I've scrutinized it. I've pulled
it. We now have a one-world government forming that wants to track everything we eat, everything we do, and tax us and make us show a mark to buy and sell.
That's it. And we're one step away now. With this National ID Act, we are one step away from having to take a mark. Because you know what the ultimate incremental next increase will be. We'll say, hey, you could lose the card. It costs you to replace it. You got to go wait in line. Why don't you just take this implant? Why don't you, you know, we'll put all your health records on it. You know, you won't have to worry about losing your credit or your, you know, no identity theft. I mean, all these things that we see that you've been talking about, you know, are accurate. They're true, and they're happening by design. They're happening for a reason, and they were foretold thousands of years ago by the prophets of God. And the bottom line is 2 Chronicles 7:14 sums it up best. You alluded to it earlier today. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and here's the key caveat, and turn from their wicked way. That means no more football games. That means no more idolatry, American Idol. Ooh, I can't wait to see who's on TV tonight. No, it's about getting up, wising up, waking up, and speaking up, and never shutting up or giving up.
Well, Daryl, I agree with you. It's time to fully commit and realize this is life and death against this evil, and the fake churches will say, oh, no, we're about to all be raptured, stand down. That doesn't matter. Duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God. I know there's all those verses in the Bible for Christians out there where God says, if you don't stand up against the evil, then the blood of the innocent will be on your hands. You are all accomplices, and I'm talking to Christians out there.
Well, that's what that scripture says. It says, if my people who are called by my name, he's not giving that rebuke and that instruction to the lost people. Hey, people that are in the world, act like people in the world. I expect politicians to act the way they're acting. What I don't expect is for people who say they love God, who loved them so much he died for them, to not be willing to also lay down.
Well, what's the number one thing? You asked me this yesterday. What's the number one thing in surveys people respond to when they hear the word Christian? It's hypocrite.
That's it.
And that's because people aren't really Christians, folks. If you aren't fighting tyranny and don't have a burning desire to stand against corruption for the innocents, then you are not a Christian. You're alive one time on this planet, hurtling through space, and you're going to hell if you don't fight this evil.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Come, you masters of war.
All right, here is Representative Dingell on talk radio yesterday saying we've got to control the people. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
We're not ready to be doing it, but let me remind you, this has been going on for years. We are bringing it to a halt. The harsh fact of the matter is when you're going to pass legislation that will cover 300 American people in different ways, it takes a long time to do the necessary administrative steps that have to be taken to put the legislation together to control the people.
To control the people. They don't just give you health care. They lower the quality for eugenics. This is what they've done in Europe. There are death panels. They do have the case for killing granny on the cover of Newsweek. This is what they're really pushing. Daryl Rundis.
Well, all I can say, Alex, is I would ask everybody listening, believer or non-believer, to question my motive on why I would get off the sidelines and into the battle when I had everything the world has to offer. I could go anywhere, do anything, have everything, could retire, work really hard to put myself in that position. I'm not boasting, I'm not bragging. God bless me. But the point of the matter is simply this. With this new health care bill, it's so increasingly obvious you cannot escape the tyranny. I believe it was Patrick Henry, it might have been Samuel Adams, that said that when people turn from God, the tyrants tighten their chains, and that's exactly what we see happening. And now it's in your face. It's just right there. Here's an example.
Let's say there's well-spoken doctors listening or lawyers. They need to go buy time on local stations, do a Sunday or Saturday show, start a website, start a newsletter, start calling into talk radio, go to city council, talk about, you know, just everybody has to have their voice be heard.
Even if you don't have the means as me or you or other people to maybe get up and go do that, there's so many different things you can do. Look, here's a simple one. You hate junk mail, you hate getting junk mail. Well, when they send you those business reply mails, just stick some literature in there about the New World Order, about the Obama deception, about InfoWars, and send it back to them.
Well, people are now putting in the Fed or InfoWars.com on their money. I'm seeing it everywhere.
Well, that's what I'm, if somebody's going to send me junk mail to my house, then you know what? I'm going to send them back some gospel information about the Bible, about Jesus, and it's free. you know, but look how fast they'll take you off the junk mail list, too. But look, there's a thousand different things you could be doing. Whatever your gifting is, whatever your calling is, get up, get out, get busy doing something, because now is the time to take a stand.
Well, the number one thing is go to your state houses and say, nullify this federal act. Don't just have your attorney general sue. Pass legislation saying not in our state. That's constitutional. It's time for the states to stand up to the federal government that is totally reprobate and criminal. I mean, look at these articles. Should government regulate what we eat? The feds want to ban trans fats, salt, nanny state, banning mowing yards for cash, banning swap meets, banning garage sales.
Oh, you can't even go fishing in your own pond anymore. Come on.
That's right. The feds have introduced regulations to ban and make you get a federal license to fish in your own pond, to ban drilling your own well. I mean, this is bondage.
It's this simple. Even a fourth grader could understand this, okay? I've never met a person of decent moral character, Christian or non-Christian, religious or non-religious, who wouldn't say it's wrong to lie or wrong to steal, wrong to kill, wrong to commit adultery, okay? And the bottom line is these guys are raping us. They're pillaging us. They're taking anything and everything you've ever worked for and turning it into a complete police state and a control state. If you don't believe it, okay. You don't take my word for it. Don't take Alex's word.
And they're pillaging us.
So let me finish this point, Alex. Don't even take Alex's word for it. But on the other hand, don't take the politician's word for it either. Don't take the mainstream media's word for it. Do your homework. Do your homework. Your life and your family's life is at stake. It is that.
Well, Daryl, we're out of time. The broadcast is over, but I'll talk to you when we go off air. We'll have you back soon when you get ready to launch your radio/TV show. Everybody else, now is the time. Don't procrastinate. Don't screw around anymore. It's over. It's time to take our country back from the criminals. They've all moved in. They're looting and raping and pillaging everything. They're staging the terror attacks and the fake environmental takeovers. They're coming with amnesty, everything else. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.